Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Talk Radio and on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. It's a free angel reading Saturday. Welcome. We're glad to see that the wonderful lines are all lit up, and we're going to be getting to the calls here momentarily, but we're just putting things out there where we might actually talk about more about relationships and that kind of stuff. So if you have some questions on relationships pertain, not just a relationship that you're in or something you're looking for, we'll be glad to answer those for you too as well. I think I've been doing relationship counseling since I was in high school, so any questions you want to ask, go ahead and ask. All right? Let's see. We'll look at the situation, and if you want to call in, the number is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. I also do private readings as well on the phone, private consultations and that kind of stuff. So if you want to contact me at 740-601-1057. That number again is 740-601-1057. Or you can contact me through my other line, my private line, which is actually 740-500-8863. That number again is 740-500-8863. Also, with the situation, you can contact me through my webpage if it's better for you, too. It's a lot easier for everybody who just wants to go to the format. I just warn everybody that the prices you see are not set in stone, so please, if you go to my website or you're here and you want to get a private reading, give me a call. I work with anybody in any budget, so therefore, don't think you can't get a reading. Contact me and let's see what we can do, because I guarantee you we will definitely come up to some kind of situation and it will work out. Okay, anyway, and that website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So we were talking about relationships yesterday and how people have a tendency that it seems like the one thing I've noticed in the 21st century is that everybody's wanting relationships and wanting intense, deep ones, and they have a tendency to run away as soon as they get there. So we were talking about manifestations, and the first thing in manifestations you need to learn is to take responsibility for what you've manifested, because more likely, everything that comes into your life, you have brought into your life, and it's a manifestation of something you thought, did, or whatever. Focused. So therefore, if it's happening, take the responsibility of what you just brought into your life, because it is what you want. And it's been brought to you, so therefore, what are you going to do with it? It's like a fire. If you don't keep putting wood in a fire, it will go out. So you have to keep constantly giving. You just can't put everything on autopilot, and that kind of makes up a boring relationship anyway. And girls out there, get it to your head that people don't like being played with. So if you're going to bring something in your life and you keep saying that you have all intentions of taking it to the next level and you want to be together, as we've heard it before, forever, then I think you should honor that. You should ask yourself before you get into a relationship, can you or can you not do that? If you can't, then you have no right to get into a relationship. That's the key. Because more likely, the person on the other side that you brought into this thing has been brought in for just that reason, for someone you're going to be with for the rest of your life. And it can be very hurtful when a person comes across and says they want kids, they want to get married, they want to do all those things. And then you do a 180 because you're not willing to take the responsibility for that manifestation that you brought in. And you're not taking the responsibility for what you created. So you can't get mad at the other person on the other end when they get angry because they thought that's exactly what you wanted. And those are the things you need to take in consideration. It is a big, strong responsibility with anything. If you're going to bring in a business, then take the responsibility for that manifestation to put your 100% all into that business to see where it's going to go. Don't sit there and say, well, I don't think I want it now, because there's other people on the other end that are taking it very seriously. And it's the same thing with relationships. I think we don't understand the core of relationships and what their importance. You know, we can have people that can be very convincing to, even to themselves. So I'm just saying we need to take that time to sit back and look and ask ourselves, are we willing to go to, are we willing to throw ourselves in 200% and see where it goes, to look for solutions, not looking for ways out. That's cruel. It's mean. And it's just very hurtful to the person on the end. Of course, they probably have something to learn, too, but maybe show you how to accept, to love, to care, to put yourself into a situation and say, yeah, this is what I want. Not to sit there and run the first time something comes up and say, oh, I don't know, this person's controlling and nobody controls me. Maybe the point of the reflection there is you're not controlling yourself. You have no control of your own life. When someone comes in the situation, you see them as a controlling person, but what it is this is a person who has control of their lives, which means they know what they want. They've got it planned out. They've thought it through. They know what they want. And people have a tendency to ask questions when there are certain suspicions that happen. The best thing to do is to sit down and talk about it and work through it, not sit here and look at somebody and go, well, this person doesn't trust me. Well, maybe we should take it one step further and get to the core of it. Maybe the reason the person's not trusting you at that moment, because maybe there's a good reason. It could be the simple way of two, that you might not trust yourself. And this person's picking that up, so therefore questions are being asked. And usually the questions don't stop until the answers are given. And that's the question. And then out there, too, I have to understand that, and sometimes with nagging girlfriends or nagging wives, you see them as that way. But what it is they're asking questions, and you're not giving any answers. And I've seen situations where those answers are given, as you call it, the nagging stops, because they feel a sense of relief because you're talking to them and giving them answers. And that's very important. It's very important. We all talk about communication, but for some reason we want to put ourselves in a situation of being scared of that communication because we're scared what we might find out or what we might hear, not realizing it's probably the one thing we want to hear. I mean, say if you are in a situation where it's not supposed to be a relationship, you'd like to hear that the truth. So therefore, you don't keep yourself in a situation for any longer than you have to. You know, people have a tendency, myself, when I get into a relationship, I'm there for success. I'm not there to say, well, if it doesn't work out, go on to the next one. No, I'm not like that. I'm there to say, I am here. I want to be here. And if it's forever, I'm in it for the long haul. If something comes up or a situation, a problem, or something that's not, you know, doesn't ring true or suspicions or kind of thing, I'm not a person who's going to run away and say, well, this person's not being truthful to me. I think sometimes when we get in relationships, there are some things from our past that have a tendency to creep in. In the process of these things creeping in, we have a tendency to judge people or judge situations because of those situations. And if we have a chance to sit down with the person that we're having the problem with and talk about it, we might actually find that out, that we're not judging them because of what we're seeing and what we're feeling at that moment. It's something from the past that we haven't let go of. So these are reflections. And when you learn when you learn from the reflections that the other person is giving to you, and she does the same or he does the same, it brings you closer together because you're working those things out. You're helping each other to let go of things. And the more you let go of those things, the reason you're getting closer is because there's no longer blocks. It'd be simply blocks keeping you from what you want, what you need. A person out there who comes on headstrong, very intense. We could look at the situation of a person going, okay, they're done with it now. You know, the intensity's gone, the excitement's gone. But there could be another situation of that person sitting down and talking to those people realizing that the reason she feels that is because of her own impatience. And by exploring those impatience, she'll realize that everything starts with a spark. But to get to really enjoy a real relationship is to go through the whole thing, to put yourself into it 100%, to realize you go from a spark to a fire. And then you go, or we should say a flame, and then the flame turns into a fire. It's a full-fledged thing. But see, what we were talking about last night, where when you have a fire, you can also see a glow around it. And you can also look at it and see that there's energy coming off of it. Sometimes we don't really take notice of the things we don't see. we don't understand them, and I think a lot of people don't. But if they would take it one step further and take that relationship for what it is and understand that that energy does exist, that glow does exist, but it comes from the whole. It comes from within. And when two people have that inner energy, when you combine that together, that's when you really see true love. So let's go on to our first caller and see if we got some questions going on here and see what's up. Here we go. I think we have a hello. It's a
hello.
It looks like a, oh, hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the, I'm doing good. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette.
Go on. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, have you called the show before?
I've called maybe like, I don't know, when you were on the air like 5 months ago, 6 months ago, maybe seven.
Yeah. Yeah, we took a break because I think I kind of overdid it. I was doing six shows and doing readings.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, working on business and that kind of stuff. And I think I just needed to get away from it for a while.
Okay.
So, Yvette, what brings you to the show tonight?
Well, I do have a relationship question. And
mm-hmm.
there's a man in my life, and I have a hunch. I'm not completely sure, but there is a connection. I know it's like right now everything's under the surface because we're working on stuff, but there
right.
is a connection. So I want to know what you're getting.
Well, the impression I get is yes, there is a connection between the two of you, but also those issues and things that you're working through, like I was talking about before, the blocks that are keeping
right.
it from going anywhere. So those are individual things that need to be worked on. The potential
yeah.
of the relationship, it seems like it's months down the road, but the ideal situation, if you keep going down the path that I see and keep continuously being honest with yourself and realizing what the issues are and letting them go, because I see that the thing I see the most is something, it's like things being hung on to from the past. So basically what it means to do is just basically forgive yourself, forgive the situation, and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that could be done in a month, which is
mm-hmm.
not really pushing it in any kind of shape or form. But I do feel like that relationship-wise, I think the one thing here is you're willing to let go of a lot of things, and you're really doing that. This particular man you're talking about, he seems to be more of a person that has a hard time letting things go. I mean, almost like I can sit here and look at the man myself and say, and he's like, almost like he's angry with himself. Like, why can't I let this go? Because I see so much potential in certain things that could be so much more. And he even feels like he's holding, what's holding anything back is him.
Go ahead. He's in a very evolved person, like very, very evolved person. So I know like in some ways he maintains a control. And I wonder how much control he has versus, you know, really allowing his heart to, like, explore maybe. I know he knows there's a connection between us, but what kind of does he know what kind of connection it is?
What it comes to me is, no.
He doesn't know right now.
It's like I know it, but I don't know it. It's like it's like a catch-22 of me when it comes off of saying, I know what it is, I want to explore it more, but at the same time, he definitely needs to learn how to let go. Because, see, the control thing is really getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, unfold, it's like let go and let life unfold the way it's going to unfold anyway. Because it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like putting ourselves in situations with grass and animals and that kind of stuff. They don't do anything. They just live their lives, you know. We have a tendency to be still questioning about everything. I keep getting 6 months with him of actually getting to that point. I'm not saying there won't be things in between there
mm-hmm.
that you would see as signs of your manifestation happening and coming together. I just keep getting 6 months is a big key right here.
Hmm.
Is that too long for you?
Huh?
Is that too long for you? 6 months?
I think I feel like yes and no. I feel like and wait. I wouldn't wait. I don't know. I would go meet other people and you know, obviously if I meet someone else, I meet someone else. But I'm not going to be, I think he's worth getting to know. I think the connection is there. I think he's somewhat of what I am looking for. I think if the if we were like, if it keeps unfolding, then yeah, I could see us. But I don't want, I'm not going to live a fantasy, you know, thinking. I'm not going to live on a fantasy that just because I have a connection with someone, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't always mean it's going to unfold that way.
Right. And just for a minute here, I want to stress to everybody who's on the line that we will get to you momentarily. It's just like we like to take much time to really, you know, the situations and questions to make sure we actually get the information out there, because half of the information is not so good. So, plus we also have a tendency to stay on. I've noticed that we can actually stay on an additional hour after we go off the air in the first place. So we will definitely get to everybody. So just please be patient with us, and we will get you each and every one of you. Now, that's with the situation, I feel like you're right. But I feel like also the six-month period here could also could change where it could be moved up. But I also get the impression you say that there's a lot of things that really fit the bill at what you want, what you need, and that you feel like the two of you guys together can be such a great team together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like in the situation, to stop thinking about and worrying and wondering about what he's going to do.
Right.
I'm not saying you are or are not. I'm just saying we have a tendency to go there from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
just saying, don't go there. Work on yourself. Ask
right.
yourself. You see these things. You see that things out there. It's just the idea of making sure. You have the time. You're not in a relationship. So therefore,
right.
there's still work to be done on
Absolutely.
Yourself with the situation of clearing these things out. And like I said before, look at the situation of this person. It seems like you do interact with him. You're just not in a relationship, but you can still see the things you're talking about. And I think this is just a good example of sitting there looking at the thing going, what do you see? What do you feel? And I think it's more of what you feel. Just sit there and ask yourself. Work with your angels and say, okay, what I'm picking up here, what I'm feeling with the situation, am I really, really feeling that? And if that's the case, going one step further and asking your angels to help you clear out the obstructions is keeping you from getting that relationship, because it seems like, in some sense of the word, you feel like you shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, you know, I'm just saying, what you pick up from him, you feel like he should know what's going on to the point where we should be going to the next level here. I'm not saying you're not.
Right, I feel like because of the situation that we're in, it's kind of an interesting, it's a delicate type of kind of situation, but I feel like there are things you know, you can know, but like, you know, like the timing's like not quite right because like maybe I'm almost right, not, you know, I'm almost right, but not, I'm getting there, so to speak. And I think like I'm kind of seeing it as if he's observing it from potentially me getting ready enough be in a vulnerable relationship.
Well, I'm just saying, when you work with angels, anybody that you can work with, you can speed that up by not...
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
It's like working on yourself, making sure exactly what it is, and trusting that. But I always sit there and tell people, you know, and this is the word, that there's things that are not understandable, or something that you just don't understand, there's no reason why you can't ask your angels for clarification, and even to the point of even working with him, where we feel like there's more obstructions in the first place to help him get to that point even quicker, by understanding that, realistically, the things he's hanging on to don't exist anymore, so that should help him to let go.
Okay.
We all have to understand that whatever happened 2 seconds ago, that's all, you know, everything that's in the past doesn't exist. So why should we let it affect our future? And it does. Those are obstructions. It keeps us moving on because we keep constantly questioning, judging, working, and looking at the thing when we should be accepting and embracing what has been basically presented to us. And that's what he's having a problem with, is the idea of too much thinking, too much questioning and that kind of thing. And you're looking at the thing going, just let it go, dude. It is what it is, and you'll never know really the extent of what it is until you experience it, which means be a part of it.
Okay.
That makes sense to me?
Yes. That's just got another piece of the puzzle.
I'm just saying the more we attach ourselves to these situations, the more we hinder them. The more we detach from them, the more they can unfold the way they're supposed to. Believe me, I understand the situation. I mean, I have the same problem right now where I see a person who came on very strong and very intense, and I keep picturing that all the time of how much she was just so much into it to the point she even told me, I've never been with somebody who's so much into it as much as I am. And then do a 180 and get the other way. And you're sort of looking at me going, sometimes you have a tendency to question, like, did what happened just happen, or was it just, you know, that's something else, how fast it turned around, and to the point you have a person who came on like gangbusters, and now she's trying to convince you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't what it was. It's nothing. It's, you know, we're just friends. And I think the most hurtful part about it was, you know what you went through, you know what you experienced, and you know what you're experiencing. It's just that the other person on the other end is just not willing to go there.
In denial.
Yeah, so we have a person, as I'm talking about, a person who's denying something that already happened, and then we have a person on your side who's almost in a sense of denying it because of the fear of going into the unknown.
Okay.
It's not something that's familiar to him. It's like, okay, I know how relationships are, and I know how they start out, and that kind of stuff, and this is kind of blowing me away because it just doesn't resonate that way. And he doesn't realize, I think in some sense of the word, he's probably put out the universe, and he wants something different. Which part? I was saying that he more likely said to the universe that I want something different anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then you came into his life.
Yeah.
It just doesn't resonate like it did with his past relationship, so it's confusing.
You're right. I'm sure. Because even me, I thought, like, it just kind of took me by surprise, too.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
We have to understand why. We have to understand why, because we didn't like those relationships that were in the past because of where they ended. So we're looking for something that's going to be long-lasting, so therefore it's going to be different.
Okay,
like
got it.
Looking at embracing it, and say, okay, this is what's going to go on. And I feel like in some sense of the word, too, also being, some people think that being too honest and being too blunt has a tendency to hinder and push people away. I think the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to clarify and put things out
there
in the open. And, okay, how do you feel? I mean, we're talking about relationships, and we're saying communication is the most important thing. If we're sitting here holding back things, then we're not communicating. And so, therefore, we're contradicting ourselves. So we don't want to do that. So I just feel like in the situation here, if you're in a situation, a position, in a conversation or whatever it is, you need to really speak what you want to say and how you feel. When people have a tendency to hold back because they're scared people are going to react, they don't realize that they're basically a person is not being themselves. So therefore, you're not giving them the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're just giving them what you think they want. So you're not any better than they are. So we don't want to do that. We want to be true to ourselves. Being true to yourself is the ideal. If a person asks you a question, you tell them exactly how you feel. I mean, if the person looks at you and he's about, like, for example, if he's a Dallas fan, and he looks at you, how do you feel about Dallas? And you're not. And don't sit there and say you are, because later on, they'll come back and bite you in the ass. So I'm just saying, you got to be totally honest and say, okay, these are the things I like and these things I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, on my side, I had a person sit there saying that I never lied to you about our relationship. I never lied to you about anything. I was totally honest. But here we have a person who says they don't have a problem with your age, and now they're saying they do. So somewhere in the line there has to be a admission that she lied about something, and she's not willing to do that. And I think a lot of people are just so scared to death of those strong feelings we call love that they just kind of like don't realize how much they're denouncing not just the relationship and the feelings, but they're denouncing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only being half. We're being half of this and half of that. So we continue to do things. Okay, I want to find the excitement in life. Well, the excitement in life is actually going through a long-term relationship and what it's all about. And if you're getting hurt because of the situation, maybe you should ask yourself, what are you doing to get those reactions as well? So with this situation we're talking about here, because we got a lot of callers, and I don't want to speed you off the line, but I'm just saying with the situation, I feel like you need to continue to work with yourself. I feel like the only way you can only thing you can really do for him is, like I said before, be honest when you're in conversations with each other and interaction. But also, I think it's another thing of really working with your angels and your guides and trusting those messages and which direction you should go into, because I think it would really help you with this situation. I think
Excellent.
I should do the same thing. I think I just answered my own question and my own
Thank
problem.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, appreciate your time.
No problem. Is there anything else you want to ask before you go? Because I'll give you one more question, okay?
One more? Well,
I hate to push people along.
Is there someone else in the wings?
One thing I want to stress to everybody, I do relationship counseling. The one thing I do know for a fact is that you cannot focus on one to see what's really going to happen there if you take your energy and put it into another direction, because it scatters your energy. So you
right.
really can't
I understand
get a
all that.
Yeah, so I don't see anything else but letting this play itself out. If,
okay.
What is this guy's name?
Well, it starts with an A.
Okay. Okay, Mr. A. If Mr. A does not, that doesn't even sound right because it sounds like we're being mean. if he doesn't, because we all have free will. And I'm just
yeah.
saying, I feel like things should really be kicking into the high swing in 6 months where you should be in a relationship. And
mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you're not, then you should open yourself up to the possibility of something else.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, focus your energy and that kind of things on yourself. And I guess the thing I was trying to say was there's things you see in him. We have this list of things that we want in a significant
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make sure that we are also those things too. And if
yeah,
we're not,
absolutely.
The good thing is we can be those things. So because
mm-hmm.
we definitely have them within us, or we wouldn't be wanting them.
Right.
But usually when we're looking at a significant other and we're focusing on those traits, we should look at those things as something. Okay, we want that in somebody else. Maybe to bring that out. In ourselves. So we have to turn a look at that too. Is, like I said before, the reflection may be starting before we even meet the person.
Okay, and I guess when you say release work, because I've done release work on myself and all that stuff, what do you mean?
What kind of work? Did you say police work?
Like no, when you said you actually I've been doing a lot of releasing, you said, and then you said maybe just like some of the issues that are in my life I need to release on more? Or
yes.
Am I good? Okay. So
no,
well,
it's a continuous thing. Yeah, it's a continuous thing. You're going to see.
Right, it is continuous.
Yeah, so there's some things coming up that you're not aware of just yet because of your association with this person. And that's what I was saying, too. I think
Got
it's
it.
One of the things I need to look at, too, where I was getting ready to get rid of my old journals, and someone said I should look at those journals. It might actually give me some insight on what's going on now.
Excellent.
So,
okay.
So you can look at this past relationship that you were going through and see if, because I always sit here and say we need to really go make sure we have let go of those issues with those relationships so they won't mix and interfere with the one we're going to be going into.
Absolutely.
So take a look at those things. And you're more than welcome to call back anytime. And I keep telling everybody, you know, I love working with people, and that's what I was telling before about it. Please contact me. I'd love to work with you and do some sessions. And we do also do some past lives. And I feel like there's some really good work here between you and this person that we could also explore to help you out.
Yeah, I did write down your number. So
you did? Or you did? You went?
Yeah, I did. I did write down your number.
Okay, so give me a call. Like I tell everybody else, there are people who call this show. You give me a call and tell me you've talked to me on the air. I'm sure we could come up to some kind of arrangement what's going on. So don't think that any kind of proposal is out of the question, okay? So just put it out on the table. You never
okay.
know. You might get exactly what you want, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Oh,
thanks,
you're welcome.
Gentlemen.
You have a great night.
You too.
And please give us a call back and give us an update on how things are going and progressing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, let's go on to area code 615. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Brenda.
Brenda?
Yes.
Brenda doesn't sound too happy. What's up?
Oh, wow. Just my life in general. It sucks. So.
Okay, well.
The only way I know how to put it.
Well, if you say your whole life sucks, we need to work on one at a time, but that's pretty intense.
Wow.
It's a high thing.
Basically, I really would just like to know what you see for me. Relationship-wise, I really don't know because I lost my husband. He's in spirit.
Okay.
So, and I also have a son in spirit. So I just really kind of want to know where you see me going or what.
Well, the one thing I feel the most here, the first thing that came up was the idea of working on yourself and dealing with a lot of things that are going on with you. I mean, you still feel like there's a lot of grief going on too as well. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's just the idea of letting go. It's like you look at a situation and go, okay, everything happens for a reason. And we were talking about this the other day. People have a tendency to emphasize so much on death as a loss when it's actually just a transition of a person going from physical to a spirit, you know, fully.
Right.
I think you really get a lot of impressions with your husband still being around you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get this really strong impression. I keep getting... For some reason, I keep getting a lounge chair in a kitchen. So, that makes sense?
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, it's one of those things to realize that those things still exist, the person is still with you. I feel like, in some sense, the word of meditation would be great here to connect with it as well, which I feel like you do that anyway. I feel like there's some dreams that you're kind of, like, wondering about.
Where yeah, I've had some... pretty intense dreams about my son and about my husband especially. There was one in particular that was really pretty intense.
Well, like I said before, I really feel like your husband's communicating with you in all kinds of sense of the word and dreams and around you and constantly talking. I get the impression he wasn't really a talker, but he seems like he's pretty verbal when it comes to you.
Yeah, he really... never was much of a talker. I imagine even in spirit world, he's not too much of a talker either. He probably actually lets my son do most of the talking, so.
Right. So we have this intense, well, in spirit, you don't need to use your lips, so it's not a physical thing. It's just a continuum.
Yeah, true.
You communicate. So there, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I feel like that he wasn't much of a talker, but he seemed to communicate with you.
Yeah, and I know he's been around me quite a bit. I mean, you know, I felt him. I've actually felt him on my bed and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that I really had been impressed with very strongly was on the night of right before Mother's Day. And I knew Mother's Day was going to be hard for me because of my son being gone, but my husband, I was sort of dreaming. And in my dream, my husband was in it and he was holding me very tightly. Well, I woke up from this dream and when I still felt like my husband was holding me really tight, so I kind of glanced over and... I actually saw my husband lying next to me. I mean, you know, he was really holding me tight. And I heard this kind of, and trust me, I was enjoying this very much. I didn't want him to let me go.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this big crash coming from another room. And I didn't want to move and get up because I didn't, you know, I wanted to stay where I was at. I wanted to stay in my bed. So I did not get up. But my husband told me, he says, I have to go, and I started crying, and I'm like, no, please, you know, please don't leave me.
Right.
And, of course, he had to go for whatever reason. You know, mm-hmm. I had to go. And so when Mother's Day finally, when I woke up again the next morning, my whole Mother's Day was just horrible. I mean, it was the worst, one of the worst days I'd had since I'd lost my son. And so I really didn't understand what all of that really meant. I don't know if my husband was trying to comfort me, you know, because it was Mother's Day, you know, or what. You know, that has really kind of tripped me out.
Right. No, I get the impression he was trying to comfort you, but I also get the impression he needs to move on, too, as well, and he's trying to... It's like grief. I was saying you need to let go of the process of letting go of the grief. He can move on, too, as well.
Right.
And in the process, that also really helps both of you move on.
Well, I know he told me, you know, that he would always be around us. He would never leave us before he ever passed into spirit. He says, well, I'm never going to leave you. I'm always going to be around you. I'm always going to be there for you. And, you know, and I took that as that's what he meant, you know. So, I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, well, since he's crossed over, it's like seeing things differently.
Right.
Like, it's like wanting to be there for you, but he doesn't want to enable you to not move on.
Yeah.
And he's starting to see things differently where he's trying to, it's like looking at the Two of Swords. And most people think a Two of Swords could be a decision between two people or situations, but it could be just simply the past and the future. I mean, I don't want to let go of things. He doesn't want to let go of you. But at the same time, he knows he has to go on and move forward because you need to move forward. And he feels like that's the catch-22. It's driving him freaking nuts, going back and forth. I can just feel it. So it's like, I need to go on. I need to move up and do the whole thing. And he doesn't want to, but he knows he has to. So he doesn't want to leave you, and he wants to keep his promise. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And what I mean by letting go is like saying you no longer have to keep your promise, and I understand that I have to stand on my own 2 feet and move forward, which you have the strength to do so. He sees, he feels it, but at the same time, he's also a person who loves you, and we all have a tendency to do that. So I'm just saying, I feel like he's waiting to hear you say, well, you don't need to keep the promise, and then he can move on. I'm just saying, it seems like it's keeping you both kind of like in a stagnant situation. So you're sitting there asking me, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to unfold. A lot of things can't unfold or do anything because you're just kind of like stuck in the moment.
Do you think that's maybe because, and I kind of think my husband thinks so too, is that because I'm really, really taking my son's going into spirit really hard. You know, I think maybe he's just, I don't know, trying to help me deal with that also. And I don't know that he can really help me deal with that because I kind of really dealt with him being gone until this happened with my son. And so I don't know, you know, if he's just trying to really help me try to deal with my son being gone or what. I don't know.
Well, the one thing I think the most here is since we got some, I guess you would sit there and say both, your son and your husband. I keep getting a car accident.
Well, my son has been involved in car accidents, but that's not how he passed.
Okay, so neither one. Okay, so either your husband or your son died in a car accident, which you're saying
no.
Your son, you did.
No, neither
and
one.
I'm just trying to say, look at the situation, because all I got was going over and over again, car accident.
Yeah.
It's almost like a situation of looking at the situation of saying, the one thing you would have thought would have happened to him would be a car accident, but it didn't happen that way. So it was kind of a, it's just
right. It was very unexpected.
Unexpected, that's the word I was trying to say, unexpected. But I got the car accident, so I would sit there and say more. I think we're trying to focus on, it's like a confirmation that what you're doing is just focusing too much on your son. And your husband is trying to do something here, but like I said, but I think he's coming to a realization too, like you just said yourself. No one can really help you through this. It's something you've got to work through yourself.
Right.
You will.
And I'm really trying to do that. I'm you know, at the, in the beginning, I just didn't. There's still times when I really would rather be in spirit with them.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of times when I'd rather be there. But I have other children here. Of course, they're grown, but I still
mm-hmm.
have other kids here that I know would be very devastated if something happened with me. So I'm trying my best to move, to try and move forward and to deal with it.
No, it's one of those situations you need to give yourself time. So don't hurry yourself up. And it's just the idea. All I can say to you that I feel very strongly about it is he's in spirit. He's in a better place. He's not in pain.
Right.
He comes and goes. He just seems to be more of a. He seems to be more busy than your husband. I do feel like in some ways he does come through and he's a mouthpiece for your husband. But I just never really. I got this impression that you and your husband really never had a touch. Never really had a problem with communication. Really, maybe you didn't talk a lot, but.
Right. We really didn't. I mean, it's almost like we knew what each other was going to say. We knew what each other was thinking. And so there wasn't really a need for a lot of talk. We knew we could depend upon each other. You know, and my husband was really sick towards the end. And and I just kind of really refused to believe he was going to die. You know, I was kind of naive about that, even when the doctor said there's nothing else I can do. And we brought him home, and you know he passed and went into spirit here at home. So, so I mean, we were always there for each other. With we didn't need words. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's just that kind of communication. We just didn't need words.
Well, it's one of those things too. When you pick up on him and you start seeing things and that kind of stuff, you should look at those situations too. That kind of communication still exists and it still continues. It's just, the one thing I get the most is your son, and like he comes through and he talks about the situation and wants you to let go of him. Because the more you grieve, the more the grieving you're doing and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
He feels it. And it's really hard for people to move on when they feel that kind of thing. And the idea of trying to convey to you that you need to and just let it go. That comes from him. So you take that in consideration and go, you know, hey, he wants me to do it. So in some sense, what you do with that, I need to do it for him.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, my son knows that whatever he, you know, whatever's best for him, you know, I'm okay with that. I know my son visits me. You know, I've felt him a lot around me, too. And so... It's funny how I can tell a difference between my husband and my son being around me, but I can't tell the difference, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just entirely different, so. And I know that, you know, my son and I were extremely close, so he probably feels a lot of the same burden that my husband does, that, and the way he left was... I know he feels like it couldn't have happened, so.
Right.
So I think he kind of feels a burden about that, too. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like if the idea of letting go of feeling your pain also could, you know, make somebody think about what happened and that kind of thing. That they brought that pain upon you.
Right.
It keeps you both kind of grounded. You know,
He's all three of us grounded.
So it's kind of situation going on. You know, in some sense, worrying. We're not trying to be cruel or nothing. It's just the way it comes to me is, you know, it's almost like forgive yourself, forgive them, and it's all just move on and do what we got to do and get back to that free spirit and be fine.
Yeah, well, I've already forgiven them. You know, that there never was a question of me ever forgiving them. I love them both too much not to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just, it's just more or less, you know, the fact that I can't put my arms around them and hold them like I want to. And just them being absent, you know, from me being able to just physically see them, physically touch them. And, you know, more so my son than my husband, because like I say, you know, I had really gotten to the point where I was dealing quite well with my husband being gone. I had put it into some kind of perspective, and I was kind of making it through slowly, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened with my son, and it just blew my whole life apart. So that's kind of where it stands right now. I'm trying to trying my best to move on. You know, they know that. They both know how much I love them. They both know that it's never been a question of forgiveness. There's never been any question of that. It's now me trying to just
mm-hmm.
go on and try and make some kind of semblance
mm-hmm.
of what I'm left with.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, give yourself the time, focus. Meditation really helps with this kind of situation. Also with the idea of bringing on grief and that kind of thing. This is a really good example when you should use your chakra clearings and that kind of thing to let this go. Sometimes
right.
you just need some extra assistance and that kind of thing. But you also need to sit there and tap into your own strength and your own who you are. You know, I think in some sense of the word they both all this strong, incredible person was very talented, and I just feel like now it's come to a point where you need to really focus on those and utilize them.
Okay.
To see what kind of person you are. So, you know, like I said before, there's no time limit here. Just take the time that you need for yourself. I mean, through your day, if you need to sit there and just disappear for a couple minutes or a couple hours, you need to do so.
Yeah.
So do that, and I would really, you know, like I said, I tell people all the time, take down my number and give me a call, and we can work together on this whole thing. And I've worked with a lot of people to get through these things. Sometimes you just need a vent.
Yeah, that's true.
And you need someone on the other end just to sit there and say, you know, I'm being too much or over the top or whatever. And sometimes you just need that kind of honesty to bring you back down and ground you. So,
okay.
Like I said, so. I'm just saying, with the situation, I understand what you're going through. I'm just saying with that part of the session, it would be a whole lot easier to give you the time and focus so we wouldn't have to sit there and go, okay, I got other people to talk to because I don't like to push people down the road. But I do like to give them the time. So.
Yeah, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just saying contact me and, you know, every once in a while we give away free sessions. So just give me a call.
Okay.
And we'll give the free session to you today, and it's a 60-minute reading session, whatever you like to do with it. And take down my number if you haven't already, and we'll just give me a call either after the show or tomorrow, and we'll schedule it in there and get you done. Okay.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I said, I don't care if you call me after the show. I'm usually up pretty late.
I
if
hear
you. Right. So just, you know, whatever. It's good for you. I'm sure it's good for everybody else, too. if we don't hear from you, please give us a call back on the show and give us an update on how things are going with you, okay?
Okay. I will, but I'm sure I'll be calling you. It'd probably be a few days, but I'm sure I will be calling you. Trust me, I know I'm going to need to vet.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you so very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty, have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, I also want to sit here and say, yes, I do private consultations and private readings and that kind of thing, so give me a call. The number is 740-601-1057, or give me a call on my private line, which is 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Give me a call, go on the site. Like I said before, there. When you see the prices, don't think you can't get a reading. Give me a call, make me an offer, and any offer that's put on the table, more likely I have no problems with. So I work with anybody's budget. So remember that. If you're wanting a reading and you see my website or you're here. You're here for a reason. So give that, make that call and do that whole thing. Because right now, like I said before, we still have the donations to the Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund to get me home, and also donations we take for the show as well to keep us going, to keep us on the air so we can keep doing these kind of shows. So keep it up. And if you want to call in now and get a reading, call us at 646-721-9031, and we can get that in there for you too as well. We take as much time as we can, but we also ask everybody have a little consideration that we do have the people who are trying to get in there, but we will try to give you as much time as we can. So let's go on to our next caller and see what's up. Okay, area code 937, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. I think we've talked to you before.
Yep, this is Sandy.
Sandy, what's up?
Oh, not too much. I was just wondering if what you see about the sale of my mom's house. If you see
what?
Anything coming up with that.
Oh, in your mom's house?
Yes, she passed.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of a hard thing to deal with in some ways, but
mm-hmm.
You have to look at the situation and become the realization that it was actually the best for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a good thing with the situation. And you want to know about the house?
Yeah, do you see your house selling and, you know, when or what should I expect or anything coming up? I'm just, right now I'm just in turmoil.
Right. The one thing I get the most here is the idea of your mom saying get rid of the house. And I feel like that we should also take an account of any kind of attachments. And what I mean by that is a lot of people say, well, I want to get rid of the house too because it just brings up bad memories. Well, those bad memories are attachments. So that's what I'm saying. It's the ideal. Letting those go, claiming those cords, letting everything go.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like the house is going to sell. I don't feel like you should compromise either on the thing. I think you should go after exactly what you need to get out of it.
Okay.
And I feel like one of those situations can definitely happen. I've done this before, you know, with the economy and all the kind of stuff. But I always say, do not let that interfere with anything. Go for what you want.
Yeah.
And usually when we put our energy out there, it usually happens pretty quickly, and that's what I'm getting here.
Okay.
Because when we were really having problems there in Colorado, the houses were selling, actually the prices were dropping drastically from this couple of houses that were going for $800,000 and dropped to $400,000. And my friend was thinking, because her realtor told her that she should consider dropping the price of her house, I told her, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I told it was going to sell for, it sold exactly for that. So,
wow. Okay.
Putting your foot down and saying, okay, well, this is what I think I deserve. And I think, you know, just focus on it.
Okay.
That's what we need. And also the idea of memories and that kind of stuff. It's just the idea of getting to the point of looking at a house as any kind of house before we even bought it. There's nothing there. There's no memories or nothing yet. So
right.
If you can do that, really, seriously, that house will sell very quickly. I keep getting a loan.
Okay. Now, right now, I'm just, I even hate to go down there because there's nothing in there and everything else just brings back all the memories.
Right. No, I understand. It's just, you know, the process of the one thing about releasement and letting things go is this point of emotions and being emotional about that whole thing. Letting those emotions happen actually helps you let go of the situation even more anyway, so I can release it very quickly. I've always seen crying as one of the quickest releases there is. Because we always feel, I don't know about you, but I always feel like 10 times lighter after I let go.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because it's not because you lost a lot of water either.
Yeah, that's true.
But I have emotions to that, so I, you know, people sort of say, well, you know, a real man or whatever doesn't cry. I said, no, a real man would have said that these things happen, and it's one of those things that we don't care what other people think.
That's true.
But I just feel like, you know, go through the situation. Like I said before, the stressing on here is the idea of letting go of those emotions, working with Archangel Michael, cutting cords, making sure there's no attachments to this house. Even because people don't realize that just because you're not there, because there's nobody there, and it like that. Those emotions can still do that. And I've seen a couple cases where a lady was trying to figure out the same way. She couldn't, her house wouldn't sell, but she still was you could see the cords that were still attached to it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And as soon as those cords were cut, that house sold in a week. So those are very important to cut those, to release those, to let things go. You realize even with any kind of relationships that when we cut those cords, that those are attachments that let go. So those things, I guess everything can get back to naturally unfolding the way it was going to in the first place. It's just our attachments have a tendency to hinder and keep things from unfolding.
Okay. Yeah, I keep having dreams of being with my mom. Like she's coming to me and we're together. But in every dream, there's always been the case of everything will be okay. Everything's okay. So I just take that as being a message for me.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like she's coming to you and the most comfortable place to actually interact with each other is in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
So let it be what it's going to be. Yeah. I also wanted to inform everybody that I just opened the chat room because I'm trying to get used to the format of Block Talk Radio because I haven't done shows in probably about
Yeah, I noticed you didn't have the chat room.
Yeah, so I just kind of like opened it up and, oh, I knew I forgot something.
Oh.
So the chat room, it's open, so come in and chat. There's topics in here. If anybody's got any questions in the chat room, just bring it to my attention, I am here, whatever, we can still do that. I'm still trying to get used to this new studio switchboard, but it's a whole lot different. It's actually kind of cool, but
yeah,
still kind of working my way through it.
Well, do you see anyone coming into my life?
I like to come visit you.
Well, you're going to Colorado.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't change your life drastically to Colorado, too.
Oh, okay.
I always tell people, the possibilities of things changing don't change unless you're open to the possibilities. I just went through a pretty intense relationship. I'm still trying to put in the categories of what the hell was that all about and why. We all have that why thing, why people go different directions, or even why do people go more like gangbusters, but then a friend of mine was sitting looking at the situation and say, okay, here's a person who is really intense, really stubborn, and really denouncing something. And it's kind of funny that people don't realize the more you denounce something, you're just showing the other person that it does exist. Because realistically, people do not. If something doesn't exist, like if there wasn't a relationship and there wasn't any love or nothing like that, then there's no reason. Human nature, you just don't care. But if you go to those extents, maybe you should sit there and stop and look at yourself and say, okay. Or, for example, I remember I said something to her about the visions I'd gotten from the angels about our relationship and where it was supposed to go. And she said that she was tired of me making her feel guilty. I said, first of all, why don't you sit down with the angels and ask yourself? You cannot put somebody on a guilt trip unless they're already feeling guilty about it anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's still some guilt there. So I told her to sit down, think about it, ask your angels, why are you feeling guilty? Because you keep saying you haven't done nothing wrong, but you keep apologizing for how this turned out. So that's a contradiction. You can't do both. So ask those questions. And I tell people all the time in relationship counseling, this guy's laying a guilt trip on me. Well, what do you feel guilty about? This is important because this is about you. You're feeling it. There's something about the situation that needs to be explored. Now we can say, look at the situation. So, she doesn't want this anymore. That's true, but aren't we, in the true sense of caring and loving somebody, that is one thing that sticks with you too, because that person has something that's going on there that we wish we could help. It's just a common thing if you really care and love somebody. That's one thing that you wish you could help with. So it's always going to be something that drives you nuts. And, of course, we need to sever the ties there, too. And I've been listening all night about cutting the cords and detaching and that kind of stuff and realizing that, wow, reflections are reflecting back here, too, about cutting the cords.
We all got to do it.
Yeah, we all got to do it. And I'm just saying, we've had this drastic thing about relationships for the last two shows that we've done where it's trying to get people in the perspective of taking responsibilities for what they create instead of running away from them.
Right.
But I guess that's what I was trying to say. We get to look at the situation and make excuses and say, well, she's a person who starts relationships and then she books. Well, there's a reason why she does that. It's a fear. And going back and listening to people on their fears, and even the point of, did you hear anybody say, I'm scared about this whole situation? Which means a little bit different than what people have been through before. I won't put it on her, but what they say in general, I've seen this with a lot of other people that they book these things and they go, well, you know, I have a tendency to I go on like gangbusters and then I'm done with it. Well, if you go deep down inside that person, you'll see that the love is still there. It's just the idea, the responsibility that they just realize what they're going to do and what's going to change in your life. It's the ideal of taking on the future. Your future with this man may enable, or woman, may enable that the people that are in your life at this moment may no longer be a part of your life because of the choice you made.
Right.
Sometimes it's a hard choice to say, okay, these friends won't be a part of my life anymore. Everything happens for a reason. And the reason those things happen and the reason you should let go and follow through, you might actually find out who your true friends are and family. Because
yeah, that's
the true sense of the thing, because I was starting to talk about relationships in general, family and friends, the real sense of the word, is if you're in the right relationship and those people drop out of your life, then they wasn't really your friend. And there's something about the whole thing that's playing itself out in favor of your happiness, really what's going on. And if you're not willing to sit there and look at that whole thing, because that's what you focus on. Okay, I'm focusing on a happy, long-term relationship that I've never had before. So more likely, even when you meet that person, it's going to be something totally different than anything you've ever been through.
See, you just described everything that just happened to Misty.
Okay.
She lost all of her friends and everything else, and then she realized that they weren't friends. But then the guy that she's with, they are really, really happy. And, I mean, her life has just changed 100%. But she's really, really happy. But them friends that she called friends or thought was friends are no longer in her life.
And the reason is, if you think about it, too, when she wasn't happy, they were there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're all, so you know, life attracts like, so we all have all these unhappy people. And then one person in the whole thing gets happiness, and the other ones are jealous of that. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to pull her back to where they're at because they want those friendships.
Yeah, and she's not going back. She's got a whole group of, but the whole group of friends that was like on the, they were all there, but they were like on a back burner and stuff. I mean, they all came forward and they've all embraced her, and she's just so much happier and so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Other than right now or being sick, but, you know, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, other than that, this girl is happy as can be. And there for a while, she was the most saddest person in the world. And now she's just, forget everything, forget everybody. I'm going on. I'm doing my own life, my own thing. And, I mean, she still lives here with me and the kids are here. But they are fantastic.
Well, it's a kicker, isn't it? Well, it's the whole thing, you know. We make the decision to be happy. And then we should also look at the situation. I have a smile on my face all the time. So what's more important?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I had with Ruth was the idea of saying friends and family are very important to me.
Right.
That's true. I wish people would just, this one book, I try to recommend it all the time. I can't remember the lady's name. I think it's Susan something. But it's called 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. And I read the reviews on that book. And the people who read it, and the thing I got the most out of the whole thing was women were ticked off at the book because it was so true. And there's a chapter in there, I think it's either 8 or 9, it talks about family and friends. And it says family and friends in the midst of a relationship, when you start using them to hang on to them, you're using them as excuses because of what's going on. And you're sabotaging your own relationship of what you've actually wanted your whole life to not realize that friends and family that are true to you will never go anywhere.
That's true.
If anything, they'll be supportive. And it's like if you have a friend that says, I don't like your girlfriend, but it seems like you guys are happy and it works, and I support that, then you have a real friend who's being honest that she doesn't like the woman, but she's also being supportive because of what's going on. And I tell people all the time, I've actually lived this, where I was in a relationship with a girl who had the same problem, and interesting. I told her, I said, all your friends call up and say, I want to talk to you right now. And if I say anything, I'm a bad person because I want you, because I'm your, you know, I'm your fiance, and I think I have a little more, I don't know, the whole thing in the situation. I said, I don't think you should tell somebody in your life that you're the number one thing in my life, the most important thing in my life, and then make them number two, and then get baffled because they got mad. There's a reason. You don't sit there and say things, and not let, and if you don't follow through with those things, then people are going to get mad at you. They're going to get angry with you because you're basically lying. And you have to understand that the statement you just said could have been true at the time, but right now you're not honoring that, and you're still with that person. So therefore, these friends that you call friends are not respecting the relationship, and they're not respecting your boyfriend. And that's important,
right?
Because if they're not, then they're not being true friends. They should. And I told her, I said, she goes, oh, really? What about your friends? I said, what about my friends? I don't have a lot of friends. But I said, the ones I do have, they call here. As soon as they find out that I'm having a conversation with you or we have something planned, the very first thing they say is, oh, I'm sorry for interrupting you. You know, when you have the time to talk, or let me call you back, or you can call me back.
Yep.
We'll do it that way, and I'll see you later. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have respect for that relationship. Those are true friends, and that's what I try to tell her. She goes, well, it says in books that the more friends you have, the longer your life. Well,
no.
That's great. Okay, let's put it this way. Say it's true. But if you're going to have a long life with some miserable people that you want in your life, I'd rather have five or six friends. Maybe,
right.
Maybe live a mediocre life, but at least I'd be happy. You know?
But
so
to have true friends is something different than just having friends.
Yeah, because I call those associates. I call them acquaintances.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was sitting trying to tell Ruth. I said, I've talked to you before, and I said, it's kind of funny when I sit here and say, you have all these talents and gifts, and you say, no, I don't. That tells me that the support that you have in your life right now ain't worth anything, because if I can see those talents, more than likely everybody else can see those talents too. But for some reason, since they don't have the same kind of talents that you have, they want to keep you in a box. They want to keep you down, because that just reminds them of their own miserable lives, and they can't. And I think that's what happened in some sense over here, too. It could be so many things that happen. I mean, all I can do is go with my intuition, what I feel with the whole thing. But it just seemed like hearing someone say that I don't have any talents or any kind of gifts, or saying I did, but now I don't. I just feel like someone said something to her to make her believe that. And if I can still see them, then there has to be some kind of, there's just people around her that are just not telling her the truth, let's put it that way.
Right.
And you just kind of hope people see that. But it does kind of pull you into the situation where you, like I said before, you love and you care about that person, but you see those things in people, and I think sometimes it's harder for a psychic to, you know, see those, when you see those things, it's hard to let go.
It makes it harder
to let go, because you're sitting there going, I can see so much potential with you. I can see so many things that we could do. I mean, I get to see the business that we can have. I just felt like we would be such great partners, or, you know, just everything about the whole thing. And that can really make you angry to see those things and then not being able to experience them. I just saw this thing, too, where I was watching this movie, watching this thing on television, where this guy was in prison for 18 years, and he met this girl who was helping him to get out of prison because they just found out too much evidence that was saying they didn't do it. And they developed a relationship together. They wasn't able to touch each other for like 5 or 6 years. Like, the one thing the guy said, and this is not the kind of relationship I had too, where we were talking on Skype and stuff, and it was just, I heard people talking and saying, well, you guys don't really have a real relationship because you never actually have met physically. And I said, well, relationships are like this. It's more of an exchange of energy. Even in the physical sense, it's still an exchange of energy. And love is pure energy. So when you see someone on Skype or even the phone, there's energy, and that electricity is continuing to connect. So the connection there is the ideal trusting that. And I saw this story, and I was just like, ooh, wish you could see this, where it would basically put people who have said things to make her realize here's a guy who couldn't be touched. because he was in prison, the girl couldn't touch him. But he said when he did get out of prison, they were asking, you know, was it different when you got out and you could actually touch her? And he said no, because we already have the emotional, the spiritual, the whole thing else going on. The only thing we hadn't done was just touched each other, but in some sense of the world, we've already touched each other.
But then you've got to feel sorry for people who don't believe that you can actually fall in love with somebody just by talking to them and feeling the emotions back and forth and the way you talk and the way you act and how you get along. There's people that can't feel that, and them people you really got to feel sorry for because they don't know that type of emotions.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But it's also sad when you have a person you're in a relationship who does feel those feelings, but you have people in the background who are saying, no, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
And you're just, and it's, I guess the helpless feeling you have because all you can say to them is, what do you feel? I feel it too, and hope, you know, help them trust it because you do. But in some sense, the word you do feel kind of hopeless or helpless because you're hoping that, because you know for a fact that once that initial meeting happens, you know what's going to happen. But now you're having interference to get to that point.
Yeah, that's true.
And like I said before, I think sometimes it's kind of working. You see the visions, and I was seeing so many signs there for a while, and I still see them. I mean, I saw that movie. I saw that thing tonight. So you can look at those things as some kind of, in the sense of the word, of presenting things to you. You have, and it was kind of fun too. She also sent me something on through the email of saying that in my horoscope is that I needed to trust technology to enhance my relationship, my romantic relationship. I'm like, well, it's kind of funny. She's sending that to me, so she knows. So it makes it even harder. Yeah, it makes it even harder to go, okay, so why is she denouncing and going in a different direction if she knows this, you know? So
maybe she's wanting you to follow her or go see if you go after her.
It could be, but I've actually tried to communicate with her a couple of times, and I've not got anything back.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that she could be sitting back just watching the whole thing to see how many times I do that, but I think, I don't know. I just get the impression. Well, the one thing I get most of the time is just the idea of focusing and thinking about it, you know?
Right.
Let go of it and say, okay, I got to sit there and cut it loose. Because see, one thing I do notice that when you let it go, just stop thinking about the whole thing and just let it go to the point where you don't care one way or the other.
Right.
Just let it go. Then what happens usually, if it's true,
they'll be there.
Yep. So we just got to let it go. And, I mean, like I said before, all I can do is sit there and say, hey, you know, I know what I felt. I know what I see, because I still do. That's kind of a hard thing to deal with, but we also got to put it out there. And if you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, to let go, I think we should listen to the guidance on that, too, and just let it go. And whatever happens, happens. I was sitting there talking to the other day about talking to a lady saying, what you need to do is let go of the relationship. Just let this go. And you keep saying that this is supposed to happen. Well, prove it to yourself. Let it go. Because, see, it doesn't matter, interaction or no interaction, it'll happen. Because in the scheme of things, if it's supposed to, there won't be anything that will keep it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So trust that and prove it to yourself. The universe does give you what is good for you, what is in your best interest. And you keep saying this is in your best interest. I've said the same thing, too. So now it's time to take it one step further and prove it. Let it go.
Now listen to your own advice.
Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I better let you go. I know you got other people on the line, so thank you for talking to me and everything.
No problem.
And good luck with everything, and you have a great evening.
If you guys need a reading, give me a call, please.
Okay, sounds good.
Again,
sounds
okay.
Good. Okay, yeah, thanks. So,
you're welcome.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go into some other things here. Okay, let's go into, I'm going to try this. Okay, area code 510. You're on the air, welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and my question is about a relationship.
the relationship that I had been in, do you see a marriage evolving?
The relationship you're in, do you see a marriage evolving?
Yes.
Okay. The relationship that you're in now, do I see something evolving toward marriage? You know, the thing I get right now is, I get no. I think the one thing I get the most reason I do pick up no now is because of issues I feel like that he's still dealing with.
Okay.
Does it make sense to you?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He seems to be a very crazy, clear, just carefree kind of person, but when it comes to relationship, he has a tendency to be too serious.
Okay.
So I'm just saying to you, what you need to do is, I think it's one of those themes from the night, just let it go. And I'm just saying, what I'm saying in the process of letting go is just let it go, let go of the flow.
Okay.
Because I feel like the no could turn to a yes.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where it's like, if we're sitting and looking at it, focusing on it and saying, okay, if I don't get married, maybe I should just let go. And if I'm not going to get that, then I should let go. I feel like you shouldn't let go. Because you just might get what you want. It just might take a little bit longer than what you plan.
Okay. So, also, how do you see me evolving spiritually? Because I've been meditating and praying a lot.
Well, one thing about the praying and everything else, too, like I said before, there's a reflection here that goes back and forth of letting go of yourself. Because like we were talking about before, letting go of issues and things in the past and that kind of stuff is a progression. It's constant. And sometimes there's some things we're not really aware of until we get through the ones that come beforehand that we do know about. So in the process of praying, just ask for clarification and I would sit there and say, confirm exactly what you do need to let go of. Sometimes I work with Archangel Michael in like a situation like I was just talking about. Sometimes I just ask for him to come in with his sword and just cut the cords, even the ones I'm not ready to let go of, but I know I need to, and ask him to come in and cut them anyway. Because in some sense, the word you're saying, I can't really do it myself, but I do need some help, so therefore assist me with it, because I know I need to let go of it. And that's what I'm saying with this situation. I feel like the more you detach yourself from him and basically let your both of you be free spirits, that will bring you closer.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, give us a call back and give us an update on how things go, because I think you're going to have some really, in the process of letting go, like to change the timing on everything, and you might actually even, you could call us back in 2 weeks and give us a different insight on this whole thing, okay?
Okay.
And like I tell everybody else, if you want to get a private consultation, whatever you got, whatever kind of budget you got, just give us a call, man, and sit down and look at some things, especially with the relationships and that kind of thing. Like I said before, you pray and you meditate. If it's something you feel like you need to do and you want to do with me, follow through with that. Or find somebody who you feel comfortable with. But I feel like in some sense the word, with some of the things that's going on between the two of you, you need a vent. So allow yourself to do so.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
And you have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye now. Interesting in itself, isn't it? And like I said before, if you want to call in and get a reading with us, we still got 40 minutes. The time here is not really negotiable. Amazing, I'll sit here a little bit of clock, and then I can't find the time. Okay, hold up. It's now here. I'm in Ohio. It's 12:48. We're talking about a Saturday going into a Sunday morning. Still got 39 minutes left in the show, so if you want to get a call in and get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031. This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting through Block Talk Radio. So if you're out there and you can hear us and you really want to get a reading and you feel like you need to do so, let down the guard, call us. The number is 646-721-9031. We have some lines open, so I'm pretty sure we can get you in here. Plus, we have a tendency to go, even when the show is not streaming, we've noticed that we can actually go an extra hour. So we will definitely get to everybody. So give us a call, and everybody start calling in right now. This talking, I'm going to go and check on the chat room here real quick. And we have a lot of people in the chat room. Woo, do we have a lot of people in the chat room. Let's see here. Welcome, everybody. We got Daytona4J. I think I knew that in. Worry Parent. Let's see. And Angel Woods. Welcome. Mode 18. Everybody in the chat room, I always encourage everybody to call in. But if you don't want to call in, you still want to ask a question. Holy mackerel. give us a call, okay? And if, like I said, I was trying to say before, if you've got any questions that you want to ask, then you want to make an announcement in the chat room. Just IM me and give me the question, and I'll be glad to answer it for you. Tell me if you want to answer on the air, or if you just want me to answer it for you, no problem. And like I said before, we do private readings, so if you haven't taken down the number is 740-601-1057 or 740-500-8863. We do have a special going on. If you call in during the show, we will knock off 10%, so therefore you can actually get a reading for about $45. Actually, for the thing for the show, what we're doing right now is we gave away a reading today, a 60-minute reading. But what we're doing here, if you call in right now, and or if you just call in, you call in the show, and you call me up and say, I listened to your show, and we'll give you a special rate of it's $45. $45 for like a half hour. And we, you know, sometimes I do a half hour, but sometimes I just can't keep it in that range. So just take advantage of the situation. But if you also, if you call in and also you want to pay for $65, $65 readings are unlimited. Just take that in consideration and give us a call. But I also tell everybody, we all have different budgets out there, and I understand that. And we can look at the situations of the economy and stuff, and you just haven't learned how to manifest the kind of money you want. I say call me up and just find out and learn how to do that. But, you know, I can work with anybody's budget. So don't go to my website and go, ooh, look at the prices. Ooh, freaky. Call me. Make an offer. I haven't turned anybody down. I don't think I ever will. It's one of those things of being in business for yourself. You can pretty much do what you want. So I want to make sure everybody gets the information. And I feel like when people intuitively want to get a reading, that they should. Somebody's talking to them to do that. So we're just trying to make it easier for you. So you make an offer. See what happens. You'll freak out when you sit and call and make an offer and you get it. That's the first thing in manifestation, isn't it? Go after for what you want. So let's do that, okay? All right. We're going to go on to our next caller. And let's look at this situation. We have been talking on a lot of things about relationships, and I know you guys have probably noticed that I've talked on a couple of things myself, but, you know, sometimes in situations there's a lot of questions. Sometimes you just want to get some answers. So think about that. And I've done it myself, so I know where you're coming from. So let's go to the chat room. Just go back to the board, and then just go to area code. Oh, try it again. Let's go to area code 617. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Vicky. Thank you so much for taking my call.
And your name is what?
Okay, it's Venera.
Venera?
Yes.
Okay. How can we help you today?
Okay. I am actually thinking about employment or career right now. I wanted to become a professor. And in social work research, but there's been a lot of obstacles my way. Last year, I interviewed in some really great schools, and, you know, I did a really good job at the interview, but I never got called in campus visits. And this year, I checked in with them to see what had happened, and not so bad. I was on the list called, but it was a little too late that I had applied, and so basically they had already met people on campus, and so they didn't get to me because they ended up hiring whoever they interviewed first. So I don't know. It did not make really a good sense to me what they were saying. But nonetheless, it just seems like I'm always missing somehow the opportunities. It's been really challenging. Even now with my advisor, it started out right. But then 3 months later, things are just kind of a little bit rocky in the way of being worked out. I don't mean to be negative, but I'm just wondering, is this really the right thing for me to do? Because I do want this career, but it just seems so many obstacles my way. I have no words to explain what I went through the last 6 years of my life. And I'm just wondering, what do you see? Why is this? Why am I going through this?
But the one thing I do pick up with the situation is the obstacles are definitely signs that you should do. You should pursue and go down a different path, something more easier. So you're right about the obstacles and all this obstructions and everything else telling you that, you should rethink this, and you should definitely rethink this. And I just feel like there's an easier way of going here, and it's the idea of you asking for that too. I've done it myself. Where it's like you look at a situation and say, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And all of a sudden something presents itself and I go down a different path, which is so easy and everything just fell into place nicely.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you should take some time to think about that. What do you want to do?
Well, yeah. Like, I really wanted to be a professor. I really like this. I like this career, doing research and social work, but I really like the idea of doing the research in this area and eventually getting a job. But I mean, everything has been really hard, including dealing with the people in social work research, dealing with my advisors. I mean, I've been hurt so much for the last 6 years. I have an excellent resume. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm just being very honest. I have a couple of graduate degrees, whatever, and everybody tells me you have a great resume, and then see what's happening. I did not get any positions last year. So it's just so hard for me to let go, because it's been a dream of mine, you know? So that's why I'm just hoping, I don't know, but you're saying that I should probably let go.
Yeah, because you sort of look at the situation about being a professor and seeing, you get the impression that's a yes on that, to get that. But it's also just saying there's a different way of going about it.
A different way.
Yeah, so it's not the idea of giving up, but it's one of those things also putting out to the universe and saying, you know, what is in my best interest? What's good for me? I know for a fact there's a lot of people that are very successful as psychic mediums that never set out to be psychic mediums. And then they are, but they're very good at it too as well, and they're very successful. So it's one of those things, and they help a lot of people. So it's one of those things where it's like you're putting yourself in a position where you want to really help a lot of people. So I'm just saying, I want to be a professor. I would just put out to the universe, there's got to be an easier way. And then watch what lays before you. I just feel like things are going to change, but the one thing I got too was to take some time for yourself for the next 2 weeks and just really evaluate things, because there's a lot of things that you're still focusing on, the goals that you made a long time ago. And just reassess that. I'm not saying that it's still not a dream of yours. I'm just saying that reassessing the situation and looking at things might actually present that different path that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any more issues?
Yeah, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I'm just wondering about the relationships. I was just wondering, did you see anything happening for me in that area?
I really don't see a significant relationship coming into your life until about mid-June.
Oh, that's good. Mid-June, next June?
Next June. I see mid-June. That's what I got. I mean, it's so freaking quick and clean. It just seems like you have a lot of things to do, a lot of things you need to focus on, and then a lot of things will start falling into place for you, and that's just something, a relationship is going to come to you very easily.
It's going to come to me easily or no?
It's going to what?
they're going to come to me easily. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's going to come to you very easily. Okay?
That's great. And do you see marriage or is it just a relationship?
Well, right now I see the relationship. I mean, like I said before, it comes up as a very significant relationship. So it's something that's going to be in the works. And I get the impression they're telling me yes, marriage could be a big part of that whole thing. What I would recommend in a situation like that, especially when it comes to relationships and stuff, is to definitely give me a call for a private consultation and we'll just go over it in details about the things going on.
Yeah, no
okay.
problem. Okay, that's good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on and check some things out here. Like I said before, we were sitting going over some things and saying, hey, I do private readings and that kind of thing, so give me a call. Number 740-500-8863, or give me a call on the other line at 740-601-1057, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Don't let the prices freak you out. I work with anybody. So just give me a call if you feel like you really need to get a reading, and well, definitely I can work with anybody. Any kind of budget, so give me a call. Make a deal. Make an offer, okay? So we'll do it that way. If you want to call in tonight and get a reading, we've still got 27 minutes left. And the number is 646-721-9031. If you have any questions about relationships in general, we've been talking about a lot about relationships and that kind of thing, what's really going on. It's like I said before, the biggest thing about people are looking for is relationships is long-term. But at the same time, we're wondering if they're actually really putting into consideration what that means. There's a lot of responsibility. A lot of things are taken into consideration. It is a big responsibility. But the same thing is, you shouldn't sit there and tell yourself that I shouldn't go there because it's such a big responsibility. If there are things that you want, you should follow through with that relationship to see if that's exactly what you're going to get. Don't hide in the corner. Don't hide away from the whole thing thinking things are going to get better. And why is my life stuck? Or maybe it's the idea of looking at your life and saying, "My life, I don't like my life." Well, more likely, you're the one that manifested it, so therefore you need to take a look inward. And meeting people have a tendency to make us, like we talked about before, the more we learn to learn, the more we look at the situation and learn from the reflections that we give each other, that's what brings us closer. It also helps us with our issues because they reflect that back to us. So, take into consideration. Let's go into our next caller. Let's see, where are we going to go here? Okay, let's go to 917. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tatiana. I have called you before, but I would like to ask you another question, if you don't mind. I have a question. I've been in a hospital, and I was diagnosed with a psychiatric condition, and I feel like I took a lot of Chinese herbs, and I started to have psychotic symptoms from them, and I think that my diagnosis was from the herbs that I was taking, and I think that if I stop taking them, I won't have them, and I won't have this condition. Do you think I have it, or it's caused from the herbs, and how long would it take to recover if I have to?
Yeah, it's one of those things you get a really strong impression of the idea of discontinuing because your body's having an allergic reaction to it, and the doctors are picking up on symptoms, but they mimic something else. Realistically, what I was seeing the situation is you need to do a fasting, too, to cleanse your body out even quicker.
Cleanse my body? Coming back to the hospital or having all those symptoms again?
If you sit down and fast for 5 days and cleanse your body out, I don't see you going back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any kind of reoccurrence of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I do get the impression.
I was... I was in the hospital like 6 times, and, you know, I have doubts that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor just took me off of, you know, all of the medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what the situation is, I always try to sit and take my prejudice out of the situation because I really don't like the medical field, and they seem to want to find something wrong, and I've always been in situations where if you keep looking, you'll find it. You'll find something. And the idea of manifesting things, and we know these people are not manifesting those things within ourselves. So I'm just saying with the situation, the thing that came across me the quickest and the most powerful is the idea of fasting and discontinuing those herbs and stuff that you were using for a minute, because I just feel like your body's having a certain kind of reaction to it, which is creating these things.
And is it from the herbs for the stomach problems as well, or is it just from the anxiety herbs?
Sometimes with situations when we have to watch out, even with herbs and stuff, that the combination itself can create something within us. Just not one. It's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep seeing the situation with fasting. You should fast for 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and then realistically, you should fast for 5 days, and then give us a call back or call me for a private session or whatever. But follow up with the whole thing, because I just feel like that 5-day cleansing would get things started.
Well, I have some serious stomach problems, so I don't know if not eating is going to help me. I'm just afraid that I could ask my doctor. Oh, by the way, that you predicted that I would meet someone, meet somebody on a big street just out of fact, randomly. That didn't happen.
It did?
Huh?
You said it did happen?
It didn't happen. No, I felt sick and with my stomach and some medications that I ate a lot of time at home, and it's like it's a small chance of that happening because of it's just like meeting somebody randomly in the street. Yeah, it could happen, but like and I become kind of like I felt a very good connection with you as a psychic, but you know, things start like not happening. I become very skeptical of psychics. I'm like, I don't know if I, you know, like, you know, if this really is going to,
We often look at the situation. There's many variations in situations and readings. It's like you look at situations and you can see things happening. But a lot of things can change, too, as well. We have a person.
Yeah, I know that.
Like the person you're going to meet. Changing one's way, one's path. Just a lot of things can happen. Sometimes a follow-up. I think that's what we always do with the follow-ups, just to turn and see if there's any changes or anything like that, or what's going on. So the one thing I was trying to stress, the idea that people have to understand one thing, that fasting is the way to cleanse the body, not just of the things that you've taken, but also to cleanse your body, because we have so many abilities to heal ourselves that can be so hindered because of what we've taken into our body. Even the situation of meeting somebody or your energy was in a different realm. It was lower than it should be, so the person you're supposed to meet is on a higher vibration. So therefore, since you were on a lower vibration, it didn't happen. So we have to take in all kinds of considerations. It's like looking at psychics for what they are. They're messengers. They give the messages. So, but we don't live the life. We don't sit there and do the whole thing. You know, there's just things that are going on. So
mm-hmm.
you have to take a look at all those situations, too. I'm just saying, the thing that came to me the most was the fasting, to cleanse your body, but I also get the impression that what can really happen here is the idea of healing yourself. Yeah, you have stomach problems. If you want to focus on those stomach problems, you'll probably continue to have stomach problems. What we're trying to focus here on is cleansing the body of doing the fasting, so therefore we can actually tap into a perfect pattern so we can heal the body. That's what we want to do here. I've done it myself. I've done it. Certain things I've done with my own self, where it's like, I'm wondering. Sometimes I have a little bit of doubt myself, but I still kind of push myself to go through the techniques and do them anyway. And I've had some really good results, so.
Mm-hmm.
I And that's what I'm suggesting to you, just try something different. The reason I don't like doctors is because doctors are limited. They have a tendency to be in a situation of limitations. They look at the symptoms and they say, well, this is what it is, and there's nothing we can do about it, or there's certain things we can do about it, we're limited. I'm sorry, but the one thing that really irritates me about spirituality is people need to take it to the step and say, you have dominion over this planet, over yourself, everything it goes along with, which means you have control. So therefore, when these things happen, diseases, all kinds of good things that happen, those are pointing out to you that you've given your will away. And it's pointing out to you, take it back. And they're saying, okay, do you want to have something problem? Of course you don't. So therefore, take it one step further and heal the body, heal yourself, do that cleansing, and everything else that goes along with it. But one thing I don't like about doctors either is always this one thing, you need to come to me. You need to go to the doctor. You need to get a checkup every freaking year. This is like blowing up business. Okay? My thing is to help people do these things themselves. Tap into your own abilities, your own intuition. If you realize you can heal your own body, you can do all these things yourself, and to help people realize that, even with the situation of doing readings, it's a point out to say, I have intuition, I have psychic ability. But who says you don't too? So think about that. We're crossing paths here. So the reflection could be you need to trust yourself. You're having this thing about, you don't, you think the doctors have misdiagnosed the whole thing. You think there's certain things, that kind of stuff, and you're, these intuitional things are happening to you. So I feel like you should definitely listen to those things.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to yourself and get back in the situation. I don't trust psychic. Okay, fine, don't trust psychic, but learn to trust yourself.
Yeah. No, it's just that, you know, sometimes, you know, I come across somebody who's good in a book reading and it works. And then I feel like a lot of people on blog talk, it's, you know, not credible enough.
I know, but see, sometimes
I really enjoy your show. I do.
I'll just say, I tell people, I do palm readings, okay? And palm readings, to me, I feel like doing those things more than anything else. Because it gives me a chance to tap into you, touch you. It's like a connection. And the hand is like almost like a map of your life, a map of who you are and that kind of thing. And I've done, it's like you can sit, I'll sit down with somebody that I did a palm reading for. And everything I did on the whole thing is right on the moon. And then you have another person that comes into the moon who says, well, there was something, but not. So there's a, you know, variation. But sometimes I wonder about those people, how honest are they being with themselves and who they really are. I might be tapping into who you really are that you haven't tapped into yet. So it's one of those things that looking at situations and saying, okay, that happened for a reason. And he's saying certain things about me that maybe I should take a look at. Because they are probably either somewhere down the line that I picked up on them. And like I said before, this thing here, I just feel like really, this fasting would really help you. And even in the process of you starting to listen to yourself, I know I've done fasting too. And my senses were just, after fasting, my senses were just enhanced. And
I know,
I really
it's great. And the intuition kind of goes higher.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, everything was just on a high vibration. Everything was just like right there. I mean, I remember this lady giving me this ring, and I told her everything about this ring, who gave it to her, where it came from, what it was all about. And she was just like, okay, that was kind of, whoa, that was wild. And I was like, yeah, it was, wasn't it? I'm even amazed myself. So, you know, I've always recommended fasting. I even get with myself, and they come, my guides come to me and say, you need to fast, and then you'll see things for what they really are. There's just some things that you've taken in your body that are, it's like a hose. If you have a hose, it's been perfect, but you've used it for a while, and now it has residue and stuff all over it, and it doesn't work as quite as well. But as soon as you cleanse that sucker, it works just like it did when you bought it. But you got to do that process of cleansing first. So it still does what it's supposed to do. It's just that certain things that have affected it has basically kept it from doing what it's supposed to do. But as soon as you clean it up, it goes right back to what it just as efficient as it was before. And that's why I get here with you. It's one of those things, go back fast, cleanse, get that stuff out of there. And then, like I said before, you can call and get a private reading if you want to, or just give us a call back on the show and give us an update on how things are changing your life. I'd like to really know and really hear about what's going on, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a fantastic night, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great night, too.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on. what we got here. Oh, come on. I'm looking at some things here. Let's see. Okay, area code 970. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm Lori. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Your name is Lori?
Lori, yeah.
Lori, sorry.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can, communication devices can really drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lori, 970, where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, do you have an extra room?
Yeah. No, but I have a couch.
You have a couch. Okay. Well, that sounds so intriguing.
I know people in Manitou Springs.
What's that?
I know people in Manitou Springs.
Oh, so you've been reading my page, then, haven't you? So therefore you see that I'm trying to get donations to go back to Colorado.
Yes, yeah.
Animal.
That's a gorgeous area.
It is a gorgeous area. And I used to have, when I lived in Manitou Springs, there's a brown building across from the Travelodge, which has got two cone roofs on it. It's right next to that Indian shop. They sell Indian blankets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And say you're driving into Manitou Springs and you're going up Manitou Avenue. It would be on the left. It's a brown stucco building, little building, little dinky little building with two doors in the front, with, like French doors. They got glass, little glass mirror. They have glass inserts in them, and there's two doors in the front. That was my shop.
Oh, wow.
And if you go a little further up, there's a T-shirt shop on the right, and then there's a blue, like an aqua blue door. That was my second shop. You know where the Mate Factory is on that side?
Pardon?
Do you know where the Mate Factory is?
I don't.
Well, it's on the same
spot.
You probably do. It's one of those things. Like when I went up there, I didn't call it Mate. I called it Matt. It's like me. It's like M-A-T-E Factory.
Okay.
I didn't know it was Mate. It was like it's run by a certain, we could call it a cult or religion. But there's definitely a T-shirt shop right there as you pass that building. What's that building called in the middle there? The Springs, I think it's called the Hot Springs Building. They just redone it. Well, they renovated it in the last probably 2006. They were renovating when I was there.
Let's see. I haven't been there in 10 years.
Okay, then you don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
The blue door has been there. I mean, the T-shirt shop and the blue door. Because the lady who owns the building, there's actually a sign on that building, and then on the front of it, it talks about the T-shirt shop. But the original sign is still underneath it because she won't let anybody touch it because it's the original building. The same with me when I got the blue door. It's only a 5 by 6. It's a very small space. But my first shop, I had a partner, and my second one, I didn't want to have a partner. And that came up, and it's one of those things of telling people about manifestation. You want to manifest things in your life? Then ask for what you want. And when I first heard about the blue door, I was looking for, have like a big shop and stuff. And then my guys were like, well, what do you really want to do? And I said, well, I just want to do readings and help people. And they go, what do you need a big shop and partners for? I said, exactly. What do I need those for? So I kind of knocked down my little dream a little bit and said, what do I want to do? What do I really want? So I saw the blue door. I walked by it so many times. And it just seemed like that blue door kind of getting bigger and bigger. And I said, someone's trying to tell me something. So I finally walked up to the door, and I called them. And everybody told me, said, well, that place usually goes for like $300 a month. And I said, it's so cool, because it's a split door, and it had a little shelf there. So if it got kind of cold or something, I could do readings for people. I could throw one of those Indian blankets over, which I did, and do car readings and stuff, and not even open the door. But for people who wanted privacy, there was just enough room in there where I could actually get two chairs in there. I actually, there was actually a sink in there, a nasty-looking sink. I turned it into a bookshelf. So it was one of those things where you sit here and look at something and say, well, that's kind of small, and look at that sink and that kind of stuff. But then I kind of changed my thinking and said, well, this, do like I usually do. Let's look for solutions. So I turned the sink into a nice little bookshelf, got a nice little had some really big throws which covered the walls up. I had some nice unicorn throws, so I put those up and everything, and then it was one thing I put over my head, and it just started coming together really nicely, but I don't think it would have happened if I would have just let down, let go, and said, let's see what happened. And then I called the people up, and my guides came in and said, of course it goes through $300 a month, but what do you want to pay? And I said, I want to pay $150. So they said, we'll call Lily up and tell her that. So I called her up and said, I want to do psychic work in there and do readings, and I want to pay $150 a month, and told her about the little things and all, you know, that and this and that, and told her about myself. And then she said, well, I'll talk to my husband, and we'll get back with you. Do you know they agree with everything I asked? Except for they wanted a $50 deposit. That was the only thing they asked for extra. But see, when you look at things, people say, well, this is what it's going for. Don't let that be, you know, the future's not in concrete, so why let anything else be in concrete? You know, everything's wide open. Anything can change. Anything can go any way you want it. It's just the idea of focusing on energy and saying, okay, that was intense. But in the same process of intense energy, it can also be focused and directed the way you want it to do, and that's what it's there for. So the energy is kind of intense. Makes you notice it. Now let's take it and be constructive with it. That's what I'm saying. And all these things, I mean, the first shop, I told people the first shop I got, yeah, I had a partner, and it was so cool because I actually started working in that shop as a psychic because she was looking for a reader. And I had actually declared that a year before that. I went to Manitou Springs on the wrong bus. And I looked at the situation later on. It wasn't the wrong bus. But I said, I heard about it. I wanted to go there. And next thing I know, something happened that made that happen. And I saw that shop. And I said, this is what I want to do it at. And then a year later, all these things fell into place where that's what happened. So you have to let those things go on. So now I'm sitting there looking at the situation going, okay, the first time I went to Colorado, it didn't cost me a dime. Things just fell into place the same way. So I'm like looking at the situations and, you know, like certain people call me up like you and they said, I have a couch. I'm sitting there going, how serious are you? And how open you are to the same interpretations that things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I want to go back to Colorado. I love Manitou Springs. I want to reopen a shop up there again. And I just felt like it's one of those things where you get constant confirmation. When you do work like this and you do things for people, and then people start telling you without being prompted or nothing, they just, ooh, you're destined to do this. You're good. You know, keep doing it, and that kind of thing. So you start paying attention, because I know that when I started, before I got the shop, there was a bunch of other things that fell into place. Like I got an apartment. I got an apartment almost a month and a half before I had the money. And people, you know, society will tell you that you have to have money to have an apartment, you have to have money to get a house. My life has always been reverse. Getting things,
yeah,
and the money comes in, where'd you keep it? You see?
Uh-huh.
So let me ask you a question. you're okay, you know where Manitou Springs, Colorado is. Where are, it's one of those things that,
I'm way north, I'm about 50 miles north of Denver. Up in Fort Collins. About 50 miles north of Denver in Fort Collins. So I'm about 3-4 hours from Manitou Springs.
You're in Fort Collins?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there. It's military.
No. That's Fort Carson is military. Fort Collins.
The seas run me off all the time.
I'm about 50 miles south of the Wyoming border.
Okay. So you say you're how far from Manitou Springs? Like
3-4 hours, depending on how fast you drive.
Okay. Well, let's put it. Okay, and where you're at, the idea of potential about psychics and that kind of work and that kind of stuff. What's the potential?
I think it's really good there.
Okay.
It's a small community, and Colorado Springs is real conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But Manitou Springs has a really different population than Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just when you thought you'd seen the weirdest person in the world, that would prove you wrong.
Yeah.
People walk by my, no, seriously, I walk by my shop, people walk by, and I'm like, just when I thought I saw the weirdest person, somebody walked by and go, well, that kind of canceled that one out. So what's, well, I'm sorry, you called in for a reason. How can we help you?
Yeah, I forgot. No. Well, I'm wondering if you could pick up anything about, like, do I have anything more to release on this, my last relationship? My my divorce was final in January, and I think there's some karmic past life stuff going on, and I'm wondering if that's done. Have we cut those ties yet? Or is there anything else I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Release that.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend is there any chance we could actually talk after the show and go over this?
Sure.
Really, yeah, it's one of those detailed things. And there's a lot of detail in here. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. I'm still going to stay on as long as I can. I just want to get to everybody else and then get back to this. So if you don't mind, I can take down your number. You can call me or I could call you, whichever is more comfortable for you. And we could go into this more detail where I could actually focus solely on it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. That's Lori, right?
Yes. All
right. I will call you as soon as we're done.
And what's the number that I call you at?
Okay, you call me then.
Okay, or do you have my number? Does my whole number
show
up?
Yes, I have it right here. Yeah, it comes up on my switchboard.
Oh,
that's
cool.
I was still asking permission before I take it and write it down and call you.
Okay.
But I can call you as soon as we get done here with the callers, okay?
That'd be great.
All right. I will talk to you then.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, let's get to 786 area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Gigi.
Your name is what?
Gigi.
Gigi?
Yes.
Well, Gigi, how can I help you tonight?
I have a question for you. I'm also thinking about getting a reading with you maybe after the show. I'm not sure if I have to schedule it way in advance or if that's an option also.
Anytime. I always tell people, just give me a call. We'll sit down, whatever's best for you, and I can write it down and we'll work it out.
Okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to kind of get into it a little bit to see if you can, I guess, make a connection, as they say. It's a relationship question, and it was with someone I recently met at work, and there's an obvious attraction there on both sides, and this person just got out of a relationship and has some other issues going on, and they've been kind of hesitant, I realize, to ask me out. Do you see them coming around anytime soon?
Okay. Let me say something real quick to everybody out there. Thanks for all the callers who called in, and thank you for being on the show. And thank you guys all out there for all your support. And I just want to sit here and say to everybody, you know, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And thank you again. And if you still want to get a call, we're going to try to stay on here as long as we can, as long as Block Talk Radio will let us do it. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And, okay, sweetie, can you, with the person's name?
He goes by Brooks, which is B-R-O-O-K-S. That's what everyone calls him.
How do you say that?
Brooks. I have an accent, so I guess it sounds funny when I say it. B-R-O-O-K-S.
Well, okay, Brooks.
Yeah, you say it better. Sure. There you go.
Okay. So where are you calling from? What is 786? What is that? Where's that at?
Well, that's Miami, but I no longer live there. I live in North Carolina now.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, with the situation with your guy friend here, you're talking about things turning around, is what you're saying? Will
well,
they
just
turn around?
If he's eventually going to ask me out, there's obviously an attraction there on both sides. Like, I know that he told everyone, I see him staring at me. But like I said, he's gotten out of a relationship, he told me, and I guess he's still kind of getting out of it or still hurting from that and whatever other personal issue he has going on. But I don't know if that's what's keeping him from, like, coming forward and actually just, besides staring at me from a distance and telling everyone else, is coming and asking me out. I made it pretty obvious that I like him too, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I sit and look at the situation, I keep getting I do get a situation where it's like, it's going to turn around. But when I focus on it too, I just keep getting the situation of someone who wants to stay in the wings because it's safe there too as well. You've got some issues. See, the one thing that bugs me the most, what bugs me the just really gets me when people say, when see people say things like, I just got another relationship and da, da, da. Who cares?
Right? I'm with you on that. Get over it.
Yeah.
Move on.
Well, it's a red flag of a person who still has some issues that can actually bring him into the relationship that you don't want.
Well, this is what he said. He didn't want to bring me into that situation until he got himself resolved, which I respect. That's pretty straightforward and honest.
That's true, too, but we also have to look at life itself. I mean, you don't sit there and get into a relationship, and then when things don't pan out, you don't break up until you fix them and get back together. You learn to work through them. So it's kind of like looking at the situation, buddy. Do you want to be single, or do you want to be in a relationship? That's the thing. It's as simple as that. People want to make it more complicated than it really is. Okay, you just got another relationship. But the reason you're having such a hard time with getting to that point where you feel comfortable doing another one because you're still hanging on to the old one.
Yeah, exactly. So he said his head is still kind of in there.
Yeah, so he's sitting there looking and saying, buddy, you want me to give you some scissors so you can cut it loose? Huh?
No, the bottom. He's like, when do you see him coming around? Because, like, they're staring from a distance, and I feel like there's a pull between us. I don't know, an attraction, and maybe it's in my head. I don't know, whatever.
There's a pull, and there's a connection, but you need more interaction. You need more, when I say playtime, it's like those conversations you have with each other, where you're playing each other out. Okay, I'll say this, what are you going to say to this? And then that there's a comment that comes back, and it just makes you feel comfortable when the conversation continues. There has to be some of that going on here. And
there was some of that, but I guess it stopped. Like, it was emailing back and forth. And the last email I sent, he hasn't replied, but I still see him staring at me. So I don't want to be too pushy or needy, but.
No. What you do want to see, the thing about being too pushy and too needy is the idea that you have needs and you want to say something. Now, if the thing I get here, when he stares at you, that to me is an invitation to come over and say something. It's a mental thing of saying, looking at you, wondering. Well, see, in the process of wondering, you can walk over and give him the answers. And that's what it's all about.
That's bold. He already thinks I'm bold.
But yeah, do I have
to be the progressor, or do you see him, like, coming around? And I guess you see a relationship with this guy, I guess.
There's a relationship. Yeah, I can see a relationship with the guy, but I'm just saying the boldness needs to happen. You need to do that. Because, I mean, I've done it myself. Okay, there's some things that haven't panned out. I mean, it's almost like kind of funny because I go to this hair salon called Angelina's, and every time I walk in there, I feel this very strong attraction to this girl, and she always says certain things. Like, we were sort of talking about psychic ability and probing people. And she looks at me kind of where you like and says, it's been a long time since I've been probed. And I'm sitting there going, I knew exactly what she was saying. She threw it out there, but then she did one of those little twists too where she said, well, I just got out of this relationship not too long ago. I'm still kind of working through that. I was like,
oh my goodness.
Yes. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, what do you want? You want to still hang on to that and try to figure it all out, or you want to move on and figure out what's going on too? Because you might still get the other one too as well, but until you decide to move on, nothing's ever going to happen. But the one thing is going on here is I'm looking at you saying, I want to go out with you. Okay? And there's something going on here. There's a strong connection, the whole bit. It needs to happen. It needs to be explored.
Is he still in love with the ex, you think? I'm thinking maybe that's what it is.
It's what?
Or they... Maybe he's still kind of involved with the ex. Is that could be it, or still some sort of communication between the two?
The impression of involvement, but not in the physical sense. It's more thinking too much.
Okay. When do you see things coming, I guess coming around or becoming more than just staring at each other and me emailing him and not replying, yet him staring at me? When do you see, like, communication, I guess?
The one thing I recommend is stop emailing each other. Stop emailing it all together. She's, how would I put this? The idea of walking up to somebody and saying something because what they're staring at you is not being bold. It's curiosity. What do you do when you're staring at me? I think I need to know why. He tells everybody else. So why is he not telling you? Well, the reason he tells everybody else, he's not in love with those people. He's not, he doesn't have feelings for those people. They're neutral. It's easy to talk to them, but it's not easy to talk to you. But see, the point is, there has to be a breaking point of communication. That's what I was saying before, where he realizes that the difficulty here is in his mind. But once he makes that first, you know, like you walk up to him and say something to him, he gives him an opportunity to open up to you, too. I'm just saying, I feel like it really happened. But if certain initiatives don't happen, they help him realize that the reason it's not happening is because he's telling everybody else instead of the person he really wants to go out with.
No, he just told me that he just got out. What he told me is he got out of a bad relationship and he doesn't want to bring someone into a situation he can't give his full attention to. So he's been hesitant. But that was like a month ago.
Let me try this word on you. Bullshit. Okay? It's just one of those things. It's like I was sitting there talking to a girlfriend I was just dating not too long ago. She said that I'm not in love with you anymore. And I said, and what was it? No, this is a line. Never do this. Make sure you're talking, when you're talking to somebody, that they're not relationship counselors first. Like, she walked up to me and says, I'm not in love with you. I just love you. I'm like, bullshit. And she goes, okay, what do you mean by that? There's no such thing. People who are in love are in the relationship. People who say, I just love you, are on the outside wondering if they want to be a part of it. But they still want to be it. They still want it. So, see, you either love somebody or you don't. The energy doesn't fluctuate. Not half-assed. It is what it is. With the situation here, the boldness of walking up to somebody and saying something, it could be not being bold, but it could be the answer. It could be the direction you need to go in to show somebody. Because, see, he's not being bold.
Yeah, he already told me I'm bold. He kind of joked about me being a little bold. And I think he kind of likes it because I asked him if it's too bold. He said, no, not at all.
Well, let me give you some advice, sweetie. When a guy sits here and tells you that you're being bold, it means he likes it and he wants you to keep doing it because it makes it easier for him to respond and communicate with you because he knows where you're coming from.
No, okay. I didn't figure that one.
I mean, if a girl comes up and sits on my freaking lap and says, hey, let's go out, we're gone. That's good. You know, I love
so
it. Because
you
like,
just walk up and say, hi, how are you? How's your weekend? Instead of staring at each other from a distance.
Yeah, I like people being straightforward and saying, hey, you know something? I was working for the carnival. And I was running this freaking ride called the Roundup. I'm walking around checking the chain. And some girl sticks her leg out and says, I find you very attractive. Do you understand? I said, yes, I do.
No, whoa, I'm not that bold.
Yeah, so she was like, she was also drunk. But
no, okay.
The point is, if a person can... Okay, the girl was just seeing. The reason it's so baffling to me is because she came off so strong. And then she sat there and told me that I couldn't deal with her if she gave herself completely. And I said, well, won't you find out? And see, there's a conversation where you don't sit there and think about comments that you want to come back with. You just go with the flow and say what you got to say. Now, you might get in situations where you might back off for a minute. But see, you have to look at these situations and go, okay, if I'm looking for somebody who is strong enough to be with me because I'm a strong person, and a person backs off, what's going on is he's not strong enough for you. So it's a sign. You have to pay attention to these things and go, okay, what's best for me? Well, it's not best for me to go chasing after somebody. It's for me to pursue someone and then pursue me back. That way we end up in the middle together. But if I'm constantly going to keep running after this dude, I'm going to be exhausted when the day's over with. And that's just not fun. So you have to take a look at the situation. It's like I can look at the situation I was in and say, okay, the girl came on like gangbusters. Now she's denying everything. She's in denial. She keeps pushing me away. She's canceled me. She's blocked me on everything. And people do this in denial. But we also have to look at ourselves and say, okay, but I can't sit there and sit around and hope to have some conversation. Maybe the idea of me moving on with my life maybe would bring her out of her little situation and make her realize what she really wants, because I'm focusing on what I want. And the connection, if there's a connection, it's going to be felt. And you're saying that you feel a connection with this person. So the more you communicate in those certain ways, more likely he wants you to communicate that way. Are you the idea of like attracting like? There's definitely a lot of that going on here. So the boldness
that
you are.
Why hasn't he replied to that last email? I was wondering, like, because I emailed him like a couple weeks ago just saying, you know, hey, nice motorcycle, how are you? Just simple. And he never replied to it.
Yeah. See, the reason I say discontinue emails, because it's too easy to put you on hold. See, when you walk up to somebody who's staring at you at that moment in a physical sense, they can't sit there and jump behind the computer and type you a message. They got to sit there and respond one way or the other. And it puts them in a situation where they have to. They'll speak their mind at that time. But see, people in emailing situations have too much time to think about it.
Okay. So you don't think, are you able to, I guess, read his energy about feeling his feelings towards me? Is that something that's possible? Or I don't know how this stuff works.
It's like this, sweetie. Everything you picked up on him, all the things that are going on, that kind of stuff, that you think is there.
But then I have doubts, like, when he doesn't reply, like, well, maybe he doesn't like me anymore. So I go back and forth in my head. You know, I just...
That's true, too, but you got to understand one thing real quick, okay? Understand one thing. This guy you're talking about, Bookie or whatever his name is, he is who he is. He's not going to do things the way you do things, because he's an individual and so are you. You have to realize that and say, okay, he's not going to do what you want him to do. He's not going to respond as fast as you'd like him to. But he will respond at his own pace, and he will do things the way he's done. I'm just saying, when things get started in a physical emailing situation, it has to go to the next level. It's like what I'm saying is you don't have to do it in the physical sense, but you can do it on the phone. There has to be some kind of interaction. And emails are just a way for people to hide, to think about things. Relationships don't happen that way. Relationships happen spontaneously. When you say something, he does something. When you come on to him, he comes on to you. So, you know, the thing. Relationships are happening way before the internet, okay? The internet, to me, has been more of a hindrance than it has helped.
Yeah.
There have been variations. I mean, with my situation, I met some girl in England, and we started talking and communicating through Skype. So technology, in some sense of the word, really helped that situation, because the energy transfer was so freaking intense. We actually had time communicating. I feel like in your situation, it's the same thing, but it's happening because you're right there. And,
we work together.
Yeah, and technology is hindering you, not helping you. In my situation, it helped. Helped a whole lot, where we could sit there, see each other physically, watch each other's mannerisms, see those kind of things, and know how to react and trust that.
You don't think you'll scare him away?
If you scare him away, sweetie, he's not for you.
Mm.
I mean, if you scare somebody, I don't care. I've been a relationship counselor for over 20 years. The one thing I've noticed that people talk about, I'm scared to say something because I might chew this guy away. I have been blunt and very straightforward, and I would sit there and say the really successful longer-term relationships I've had is because of that woman. The ones you just sit there and play it around with, they seem to play around with it too, and it just kind of, But I remember my ex-fiance, how that whole thing started was, I walked up to her, and I met her and said, I cannot see myself not being with you. So let's see where this goes. And we were together for...
Bold.
Yeah, we were together for a long time, almost 3 years.
Wow.
Okay, so, and then the one with this person I was talking about before, Ruth, that was something she pursued. I was sitting there, I worked for this company called Oranim. You should try Oranim out there for people listening. Oranim is a company, it's spelled Oranum.com. It's a psychic line, but you see us, you get to see who we are. You see us physically on a webcam, so it's a really cool thing. I worked with her, I'm now going back, and I actually met her through there. She was watching me, and she told me that she felt very drawn to me. I said, well, if you really want to find out about this being drawn to me, I can't tell you my email address or nothing like that, but I said, They call me Psychic Journeyman on here, so if you go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Psychic X Journeyman, you'll find me. And if you're really serious about what you just said to me, then email me and we'll just talk. We'll, you know, do what's up. And she did. So, you know, it's one of those things. Just throw it out there and see what happens.
Okay.
If you want to, take it slow. You can sit and look at each other and say, let's talk on the phone. Let's get to know each other. You don't have to go out with me or not like that, but, you know, there's something definitely going on here, so let's just talk on the phone and see what it's all about. I mean, there's other, I'll be honest with you, there was a couple other ones where I met some girl at a gas station, and she came up to me she didn't come up to me very strong, but I felt the strongest where she pinched me on the side. I just felt, well, hey, a girl pinched me on the side. That's pretty bold. So I got bold back and looked at her and said, you know something? There's something going on here. It's going to take more than 5 minutes to figure it out. So here's my phone number, and you give me your phone number, and let's figure it out. Now, did she ever call me? No, she didn't. But see, I felt like it needed to be. See, I have to sit there and do what I got to do, too, as well. I got to be who I am. And if you can't deal with who I am, then you probably never will be, and it will never work out.
That's true.
So these are like, there's just certain things looking at saying, there's no sense of the word. There has to be free spirits in relationships. A lot of people talk about prison. I don't believe that. I believe relationships can be as free as all get out and still be committed as well. But I feel like this could happen. I just feel like you just got to get away from the email.
Okay, and you say him the staring it from a distance thing. Is that supposed to mean, what does that mean? Because I'm not good at reading people's body languages and all that crap.
You should. It's easy. It's really easy.
Yeah.
It's like,
I can guess.
Yeah, but if you look at your past relationships, after you were together for a while, you did do that.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right.
It was an instinct. It was just the one of those things you did. So what you need to do, I would sit here and say, past relationships can definitely help you in this situation. People's body language have a tendency to ring true in a certain way, certain pattern. So you look at the situation, what he's doing, staring at you. From a man's point of view, he's pondering what it would be like to you to be with you. And you said, didn't you also tell me that he was also telling other people too?
Yeah.
He wants to be with you. He wants to go out with you. If he's telling other people, he's hoping he gets back to you. He's hoping you do something. I just feel that.
Okay.
You can email him again if you want, but I would just have to give him the phone number. Give me a call.
He might think he already has my number. I'm just going to go up and just start speaking to him instead of waving from the distance and being awkward. I don't like that. That's not my personality because I'm friendly with everyone else, and with him it's just like this awkwardness, and I don't want that. My last question is, when do you see, like, can you give me a timeline when you see this coming around? Because I've had a reading before, and the lady said the reason why he hasn't approached me is because he's still holding on to the ex, and he's going to be holding on to her for a few more months. I'm like, 6 months. I'm like, I am not waiting 6 months for no dude.
Well, I'm saying with your situation, I feel like it could turn around a month and a half, but also, like I said before, we have the situation here where on free will, somebody wants to do something, they'll do it. But,
okay.
I feel like
but you don't think he's holding on to the ex?
Honestly, when I pick up on the situation, I don't feel like he's holding on to his ex. I feel like he's using it for excuse.
Okay.
He's holding himself back. Because you're realistically, you're the unknown. The ex is something he knows, something he can deal with. And plus, he's not with her anymore, so it's easy to deal with.
Okay. So I'll just approach him.
In the situation that there's some boldness from each, you know, somebody. Because, I mean, it's like looking at two people that want to go at each other. It's just who's going to make the first move.
Okay. I guess it's going to have to be me.
Yeah, don't feel bad because realistically, someone told me this one time and said, I'm old-fashioned. I think the guy should chase after woman. I said, dear, you have no idea what you're talking about. Because if you go back and do history, you'll notice that the women chased the men. Why? Because the men had everything. Men didn't chase them. You know, they just didn't. You want to be with me? I got the money. I got the power. I got the freaking kingdom. I don't need you. Now I can. I got a bunch of cocker buns deep back here. I can nail them anytime I want. But you know. So you see, the people are saying old fashioned. What are we talking about? 1950s? Even then, if you look at the history, they did all kinds of things to attract those men. So who was actually pursuing who?
That's true. So it's not, okay, so I'm if I do see him again, when I do see him again, just walk up to him and I guess just be friendly.
I'm just saying, when it comes to relationships, we put too much structure on who should do what, when we should just do what we feel we should do. I mean, I was playing rock music at the time, and I had a lot of girls come on to me, but they still did it. And you're like, okay, you did all those things, so therefore don't feel bad. You know, follow through, you let go, and that's what happened. I mean,
okay.
Be honest.
Can you see potential for this?
I get a month and a half. This is
a long-term. I'm sorry.
The bluntness that I see happening could definitely make this long-term.
Okay, you see it coming on my side or both? You can't, I don't know.
Well, the way I look at it, I feel like you could be the bold one, but it'll be mutual. Like you come on real strong, he'll follow through. I get the impression that you might send him your phone number through the email. He might pull back.
I think he has my phone number. That's what's annoying. I think he has my phone number.
Well, then send an email saying, you got my phone number, why haven't you called?
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to go up and talk to him. Because I've been wanting to kind of talk to him, but I've just been scared.
I'm tired of waiting beside the phone. So could you please call so I have someone to talk to?
Oh, my God, I don't know if I can say that. But I will go up and talk to him and say, hi, how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, I could have told you something about the situation where I could have been a little bit bolder and said, I'm sitting next to the phone naked, call me. Anyway. See, I guess that really does up my curiosity because it's like, okay.
Yeah, then he's going to expect something. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, thank you so much. I think I'm going to do that. And then I'll probably call you on your other line to let you know in a week and a half or so what happened.
Okay, no problem, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely have an update on this whole thing because I've actually been in situations where I've had a couple situations like this. So I said, give me the phone number. I'll call the dude. I'll get this whole thing rolling. I'll tell him what's up. I don't have to turn around the second. I could come off as someone's brother. But that's something.
Life is too short to just sit around waiting. I want to just be happy as much as I can and enjoy it.
Well, that's why I was talking about the bluntness. Once you get past that awkwardness, we get pretty bold with each other. You know, it's like look at other relationships you was in. Once you got comfortable with somebody, there were certain things about yourself that you kept to yourself. And once you got comfortable with them, you explored those things. So you did get blunt. You say things to each other. You know, you have a tendency to just really put it out there. So why not do that right up front? I mean, when I do relationship counseling with people, I definitely tell them flat out, when you meet somebody, don't hold nothing back. Don't hold nothing back because if you hold anything back or lie about something, those always have a tendency to come back and haunt you because people are looking for people who are honest. And those things will ponder people and go, why didn't you tell me that? What was the point? When it could have been just simply, I'm scared of how you would react, but they still find it something they can't deal with or something that bugs them, which can actually hinder the relationship. You just don't want that to happen. That's why I always recommend the bluntness and say, okay, what do you feel? What do you want to say? Well, say it. That's called communication.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm so nervous what I'm going to do this. I hope I see him Monday or something. I should park right next to him and just wait.
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, I think I'm crazy. I'm not going to do that. But I'm definitely going to talk to him.
I see that you, GG22, real big letters. I guess you were really ticked off of waiting, huh?
Oh, no, my computer, that's how my font is.
Mm-hmm.
My font is like that.
I'm just saying. I saw the number yesterday. I think you called yesterday, too, didn't you?
I did call yesterday. I was kind of listening in. And some of the readings and stuff, I think it was late. I went to bed because I'm Eastern time. And just right before I wanted to get advice, I kind of wanted to just kind of listen a little bit and hear, you know, some of the advice, and they were good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And I'm going to, you know, get some guts and do this.
Well, like I said, if you want to get a private session when you sit down, I definitely try to give you more insight as much as I can, right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Seriously, sweetie, I worked with some kid. I worked with some guy for like 9 months. Got him with the girl he wanted to be with, and even got into they actually ended up marrying each other. So.
Oh, awesome.
I've gone for the duration of 9 months to get there, and the guy was like, he had this girlfriend, and she did her little thing, and she left him and moved in with somebody else. And I was like, don't worry about it. And he was like, why not? She's with somebody else. I said, yeah, but you're too intense. He goes, why? Are you talking about? I said, well, how about this? Stop calling her all the freaking time. He goes, how you know I'm calling her all the time? Well, you are, so stop doing it. And it was just one of those things that sometimes there was in that situation where he was just too intense. He went and bought her a $300 grill, just certain things like that, and these things were sparking. Yeah, it was too, well, the reason it was too much is because she did love him, and it was just reminding her how he, how she felt about him, which she was trying to process. And I just told her back off what her deal was. And the guy that she was with was a neutral guy that he never, that she really didn't have any feelings for, but he was easier to deal with because she didn't have feelings for him. But as soon as she realized who she really wanted to be with, and that the things that she was thinking about, like the guy with a disability and all this other stuff, those are just issues that can be worked out and gotten through, and she finally realized that. So she came back, they got together, worked things out, and they ended up getting married.
Wow. So I guess in some situations, you're going to have to hold back. In other situations, you're going to have to, like, push a little harder.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just saying, with any guy who stares wants somebody to react in some sense of the word. Anybody who tells everybody what he wants to do wants it to get to her. It's almost like I'm scared to say it myself to you, but if you just come up and ask me out, I'm ready. I mean, he uses excuses, like if you're sitting here talking on the internet and he says, well, I'm trying to work this thing out with this sex and that kind of stuff like that. See, the internet just gives you too much freedom to sit there and ponder things. But when someone's standing right in front of you and you're looking at some girl's chest and you're going, she's right here, right in front of me, it makes you forget the act. I guarantee you.
I'm going to do that. Like I think I've been feeling like I should do that. So thanks for confirming that.
Well, people ask me and says, you sound like you're really blunt, that kind of stuff, but do you do this in real life? Well, I had a lady I was working the carnival and doing a bunch of stuff and interacting with people, and this person I was talking to was still on the phone, and she heard everything I said, everything I did, and she's like, you pretty much live your life the way you tell everybody else to do so, right? And that's what you think. And she goes, well, from what I've heard, you tell people, because there was one guy walked by me and said something to me, and I was like, I just called him an ass. And she's like, I can never do that. Why not? He is, so therefore, speak it. You're just stating a fact. Because there is a difference between judging people and stating facts. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
I can
you know, like, well, I'm just saying, I'll give you an example. With the girlfriend I had, she came back and told me a bunch of stuff. And the thing I felt I needed to do was I needed to express myself and tell her how I felt and what I saw and what I seen. Because she's trying to convince me of something. So I came back and said, why are you trying to convince me that you don't love me if you don't? She couldn't answer that. Because the point is, realistically, if you take psychology, people don't do things. Like, they don't try to deny things if they don't exist. Because if they don't exist, there's no reason to deny them. So if someone's sitting there telling you, I don't love you, I don't care about you, we need to be friends, we need all this kind of stuff, that person's having a tough time dealing with her feelings and emotions, or he, with you. So they're distancing themselves. But in the process of doing what they're doing and their actions dictate differently. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't care one way or the other. So why go into the situation of convincing anybody? The situation you're talking about, this guy's doing all kinds of things. Really, to get your attention. He wants you to react. He wants you to be bold. He wants you to come over and say something to him. When you respond to him with email, he's kind of like a sigh of relief. I don't have to deal with you. So therefore, I can tell you whatever you want to hear. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. It's just that that's how he's dealing with the situation. Because you're giving him the space to do so. But if you take that away, and put it where it's supposed to be in the real world, then he'll have to respond one way or the other. And if he walks away from you in the process of staring at you, I would still look at the guy and go, you sit there and stare at me. I come over and say something to you. Now you want to walk away? When you know for a fact, you wanted me to come over here. So why don't you tell me what you're asking me in the first place? If you want to, we can do that Rapunzel thing where I can put a little, you keep your cell phone, put a Bluetooth on, I'll talk you through it. Save this. You know something? This might sound crazy, but I've actually done that. So, you know, to tell you the truth, Judy, I've done a lot of things in the pursuit of happiness for everybody else. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But see, the one thing you can say is it didn't work, or it did. You know, you followed through on it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not just wondering.
Get blunt, walk up to the guy, so you're staring at me. Is it my tits or my ass? Come on, man, tell me. I'm kind of curious, so I can, if it's something I need to work on, tell me, man. Come on, just throw it out there. I can handle it.
And
then,
you
know, it's like
a good outcome.
What?
I said, me walking up and you say this being a good outcome. Because I think he liked the boldness. Oh, my phone's beeping. Because when I asked him if it's okay that I'm being so bold, he's like, yeah. He seems to have liked it. So.
I'm just saying, sometimes things got to be said. I mean, to express yourself. I mean, the last thing I said to my, I don't know what to even call the girl I was just dating. I just can't call her my ex. Because it just seems like she's so fresh in my mind. But there were some things that had to be said, and they were said. People said, well, I think you shouldn't have said those things. Well, the point is, they've already been said. They're out there. So what are they going to do? You know? It was the truth. It was what I was feeling. Maybe I did say it's a motivator to do something. I just felt like it was something trying to resonate and say, this is how I feel. This is really how I feel. Why can't you express how you really feel, and why are you denying it? Maybe in the past you did things like this and took off, but right now you're actually sitting there thinking about, you're thinking too much. If you're thinking too much, you're thinking right at that moment, I'm making a mistake, and you're trying to justify it. So it's one of those things of throwing it out there and saying, okay, this is how I feel. Somebody's got to say something. And what some people don't realize, even indirectly, when they say things like, I don't love you anymore, or there'll never be an us. I always tell people, what do you feel when they said that? If you feel confusion, it's probably because what they're saying is bullshit. And they're trying to convince you. And this is really, realistically, the real truth. When people are trying to convince you of something, why are they trying to convince you of something if the opposite is not true? Because they're definitely trying to paint a picture. This is what's really going on. What you think is going on. No. I'm telling you, this is what's going on. But this is a person who just lost control, who's trying to find control. What your situation is, what you've done with the emails is you've given him the control. What you're trying to do is take back and get what you want. You want oneness. You want communication. You want something, even if it's just a confirmation if it's going to go one way or the other. And I just don't think that being blunt and saying those things I had said, or even the things in your own comfortable way of saying those things, will definitely bring about an answer.
Okay.
I feel like it would be a positive answer for you.
Okay.
I mean, on my situation, she's blocked me on everything. She won't communicate with me at all. And I think the reason she won't communicate with me is because I won't sit there and accept it and say, okay, you're right. Because I've always believed that, the truth is the truth. People might not like it. They might react in all kinds of different ways, but the truth needs to be spoken. And you definitely have feelings for this person. You definitely feel the connection. So you definitely need to trust that and follow through with it, that the things that you really want to do, they're not boldness. They're just the answer in the direction you need to go in.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm so excited. Okay, now I'm excited for Monday, so I'm going to, do this.
Take Sunday, take a nap.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Definitely give us a call back. If you definitely want that reading, let me know.
I definitely do. I want to call you back in a week or so and let you know what happened and which way I should go after that. But we'll see.
And I can tell everybody else, really, seriously, it's one of those situations when you call the show, you can call me and make a deal. you know, put it out on the table, whatever you want to do.
I did check out your website too. And it's reasonable compared to some people out there who are like, or like ridiculously expensive. You're pretty reasonable. So.
Okay. So you just.
So thank you for that too. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much again.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Have
you
a great rest of the week. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Well, everybody, that's it. We're done with the show. And thank you for all being out there. So, like I said before, if you want to give me a call and get a private reading with me, the number is 740-601-1057 or call 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Alrighty. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. Have a great night, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next weekend. Have a good one.